Welcome to episode 122 of Comic Timing, a comics podcast devoted to the average comic book fan from the average comic book fan. Joining us, Brent Cassino, rotating panel of guests, myself, Ian Levinstein, discuss whatever comes to mind time after time here on Comic Timing. It's almost summer, so we talking some movies here. Mostly comic book movies, maybe one or two non, as we give our predictions as to just what's going to rock and what's going to suck. And some words on 299 comics being 20 pages and whether it's actually been good. Here now, Comic Timing. Hey there, folks. My name's Ian Levinstein, and welcome to episode 122 of Comic Timing. And we're actually putting out an episode about summer movies before summer actually begins. Like, this is not going to come out in September. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome, Brent?
Woohoo!
Yeah! Somewhat relevant! Woo! Occasionally.
Take that, Wood.
Topical. Ouch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll screw up in one way or another. What's going on, man?
Not much, just trying to eat food in between talking and not have it show up on the recording.
So some things never change.
Mm-hmm.
What you munching on? What you munching on?
McDonald's fries. Oh. I'm a fat kid.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, bad man. You know what I had today? I had the leftover of Chris made a potato kugel for when we watched Eurovision over the weekend.
Hey, what's the deal? I missed the lunch of the day posts you keep having.
Yeah, that's because I stopped spending money every single day. Why.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I've actually been bringing my lunch to work like a smart human being.
Yes, I've been bringing my lunch to work since I started working there 2 years ago.
Well, that's because I live in New York, there's actual, good food to be eaten in the area of where I work. So there is also that. So anyway, there's other people on this call, not just me and Brent talking about food. For instance, back yet again proving that he can be on podcasts not just at Super Show, Mr. Chad Burdett. What's going on, Chad?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, not bad. You sipping on a good brewski?
Yeah, I'm just finishing off one of my minty mousse stouts.
Ooh, nice. Now, I believe it has mint and mousse in it, correct?
Very little mousse, a lot of mint.
Okay, good enough. Good enough. That'll do.
And they're hard to kill up here in Albany.
Moose. I like moose. It's tasty. Brandon Christopher. Hi.
Hello, world.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't on the Super Show recording because you had to go back to your land.
Hey. My bed was comfy. I'll tell you that right now.
Dude, you're such a cop out. I swear. You're even more of a cop out than a .1 episode.
Well, I'm sorry. I was asleep. What?
Welcome back, nonetheless.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
And the man who makes every recording special, Mr. Julian Lytle.
What's going on, people? What's good?
Not much, man. Not much. You fully recovered?
Yeah, I was all right, I got my glee, I'm all right. I'll be powerful.
Don't stop believing, man.
Don't stop. Like, journey. Can't stop.
Yes.
So, well, wait, are you a Cheerio?
Hell no.
Does he look like a Cheerio to you?
Hey, they're equal opportunity. Equal opportunity.
Nah. I would be the only good guy football player.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to replace the Asian dude that was the coach that used to be Schuster's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Who disappeared.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again.
Well, sometimes people leave shows. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. All right, so this episode mostly is going to be a preview for the upcoming summer movies, mostly comic book movies. We got a good one, couple good ones coming up before this episode comes out. We begin in June, as that's the first one. But before I even do that, who's seen Thor on this call right now?
Me.
Hey.
I think I tweeted 3 days before it came out that I saw Thor.
Yes. Let's get quick impressions on the movie and whether or not you feel it holds up to the rest of the Marvel U. Hey, since you saw it first, Julian, what do you think?
I think it's the best Marvel movie yet.
Ooh.
Out of the Marvel produced films.
That's high praise right there.
And there's only four of them, so out of four, it's the best one.
So better than Iron Man?
Yeah, because I think the last fight in Iron Man sucks ass.
And Iron Man 2.
No, I like the end of Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. I consider the entire end from when like Rhodey gets mind control until like they actually end up kissing. Not them two, but you know, Pepper and Tony Stark.
That would have been a really different movie, I gotta tell you.
And now a special Iron Man.
But yeah, I like it. It's overall, it's Jenny Tarvosky, you know? It's just like one long Dexter episode or something. So. But yeah, I like Thor. I think the ending to Thor is dope.
Yeah. And the CGI effects weren't stupid.
Yeah, and I like them. I like 3D. So
I did not see it in 3D, and I was very happy I didn't.
Aha. I saw it in 3D for free, and I was very happy.
Yes.
And they gave me a free Thor comic.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, they do try people. They do actually do give out comics at the screenings.
Was that an actual paper comic or?
It was the first issue to the new Thor comic.
Right on, nice.
The actual like not a bullshit. Oh, we printed this for free. It was the real direct market copy.
So it was the fraction issue.
Yeah,
nice
with Copiel.
Very cool. Very
mad
cool.
Kids had it. It right was reading on. Comics. That's but yeah, that's, that movie was dope. It had a hammer, a big block of stone, hit people in the face.
And really, what else do you need?
You don't really need much else.
Brent, what'd you think?
I liked it. I don't think it was better or the best of the four Marvel quote-unquote movies that have come out. Like Julian said, I would say Iron Man first, mm-hmm. Followed by a close second of Thor, then Hulk, and then Iron Man 2 being the last of the bunch.
What?
That's actually kind of how I would rank them myself.
Because for me, this movie was good. I liked it a lot, but I didn't walk out of the theater with that, oh, that was fucking awesome, like I did with Iron Man 1. Iron Man 1, ending battle aside, it was still cool to see two big robots fighting, even though we've seen Transformers by then, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just Iron Man had a lot of moments in there that just made the movie enjoyable. I mean, it's hard to beat the first time you see Tony Stark by Robert Downey Jr. I mean, you knew what to expect in the second one, which is why it may not have been as much fun. But I mean, that first one was just all out, balls to the wall, fun, and just a great adaptation of the origin. You knew what to expect. Whereas, you know, this one was such a amalgamation of different things that I wasn't upset about it. I really liked the direction that they took, and I really liked the story, and I thought it was simple enough. But, I thought maybe it was too simple. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Story-wise. But I liked all the actors. I liked the acting. I thought Ray Stevenson was pretty good as Volstagg, even though he wasn't as big as he should have been. But, you know. But, I mean, hey, he's got to be realistic. And I'd rather see them spend their budget on effects. Like the Asgard shots were amazing.
Yes.
I really like that vision of Asgard just being this otherworldly place. And I'm kind of digging the thing that they're not really gods, that they never said they were actual gods. They were just Asgardians. And the world tree is, you know, the solar system or whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, they came to Earth and other people took them as gods. And that's where they got their history from. So I kind of like that approach. It's kind of the, what is it, like the Earth X approach or Paradise.
Yeah,
you know,
much.
Universe X approach from yeah. that.
They've done the same thing with Wonder Woman's gods a couple of times.
Yeah.
So this is nice, and the humor in the movie I think is what really put it over the top for me. That none of it was really campy, and yet I left the theater cracking up again, just like living back some of the scenes in my head.
Mm-hmm. Psh, I would like another one.
when he smiles for the camera, he's like, "You're going on Facebook," and he does that little grin like. That's right. I'm on Facebook. Like, that's right. Thor got tagged. That's awesome.
Unlike Captain America, Thor knows what Facebook is.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the costume. I'm probably going over time. We'll talk about it as more, too, but I'm kind of worried about Cap costume wise.
Well,
but we'll see.
We'll get to it. We'll get
it's
to
not
it.
Like you'll
so
have
next,
the same
next person. Stop me quickly before I run over time.
Look out. All right, Chad, start talking.
I liked it, and you know, not being a Marvel person per se, then I think the only thing that kind of really took me out of it was the fact that they were, I guess, aliens mm-hmm. and not actual gods.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because you know what I do know of Thor. When I think of Thor, I think of you know Norse mythology, and so I mean, and with Loki being, I guess we can say it, can we?
Yes.
Being a frost giant,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. that's right in there.
Yep.
Okay, well, see, again, not reading the book, I didn't know that, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been established
for
years.
That's like real myth. Mm-hmm. Like, he's part Frostgiant.
Yeah, straight up mythology right there.
Son of Ymir, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, now you know, Chad. Yada, 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 battle.
Well, I guess I just need to brush up on my Norse mythology then.
Wikipedia.
Or take out that book that was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, son.
Where's my bullfinch? Anyway, I liked it. I mean, I think I liked the first Iron Man better. Thor was probably second. Mm-hmm. Then the Hulk, and then Iron Man 2.
Man, a lot of people like that. Really dislike Iron Man 2, huh?
Well, we like them all. That's what we're saying. We like them all.
I really
all.
Don't like the Incredible Hulk at all.
You're totally entitled to your opinion, man.
Yeah. I'm not hating. I'm just like, I'm really not.
The Incredible Hulk was a major improvement on Hulk.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I actually like Hulk.
Yeah,
but
I know. We've been through this before, Julian, and I'll say it again. He made two helicopters look like four. Okay? Enough said.
Hey.
That's it. You know how I feel about this shit. It ain't going to change.
The Hulk looked like a movie Ninja Turtle action figure from 1990.
Yeah, and a lot better than the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, only green.
Hey, Stay Puft is awesome.
Yeah, but I don't want him to look like the Hulk, man. That's my problem right there. Oh, boy. Brandon.
I enjoyed it a lot, actually. I wouldn't say it's my favorite one, but it's pretty close up there.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to rank them, I would probably say Iron Man 1, Thor, and I guess I would put Hulk and Iron Man 2 kind of side.
Okay.
I don't want to say that Iron Man was significantly worse than Iron Man. Iron Man 2 was worse than Iron Man 1, but I would say that, as someone said before, going into it, we knew what to expect with Tony Stark already.
Right.
And it felt like more of the same.
Yeah.
And I think they should have just said with Iron Man 2, it was Demon in the Bottle. And that would have made a lot more sense for me, at least.
Yeah. Well, they still wanted to make it at least a little bit kid-friendly. So I guess they wanted to hold off on the Demon in the Bottle storyline.
And you have to put in Scarlett Johansson, who's useless.
But hot, though. But hot. Absolutely gorgeous.
No. Damn that. I've seen a lot of hot women in movies, and they ain't useless. Zoe Saldana is fine as all get out, and she's never useless in her movies.
And the losers, really? Losers?
Star Trek, even that bullshit-ass Avatar. She's the only reason to watch Avatar.
Well, she's in that...
Wait. Drumline. Come on. Drumline.
I would watch the hell out. With VH1 had it on right now. I'd be looking at her in a little band outfit looking on good with the makeup on.
Hey, and Natalie Portman was damn good in this, talking about useless woman. I mean, she was not one in this at all. I mean, compared to some of her other
ones. She wasn't a nurse or an EMT.
So, I mean, what? This is far from the first Marvel movie that's changed around professions and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that she was like a scientist.
Yeah.
That means she can come back.
Mm-hmm.
She can be like part of the brain trust.
Yeah. Well, I fully expect her to be because, you know, she's now being financed by S.H.I.E.L.D., so that's helpful.
My man, Agent Coulson, he's a beast.
Oh, dude, Coulson, best...
Son of Cole.
Yes. No, I love the movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, like I said, definitely my second favorite. And I mean, they're pretty damn close up there, too. I mean, I loved Iron Man because it was the first. You know, it was the beginning of this whole thing. And once that last scene came up with Sam Jackson and the Avengers Initiative, I was like almost like peeing my pants in ecstasy over there. You know, but
that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, the last scene in this joint was so goddamn fire.
Yes.
That briefcase.
Oh god.
But the main difference with this one is that this last scene was only for people who knew the comics. Really, that's it.
Yeah.
That question, though, do you think that hurts it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, except, unlike the other ones, they're going to have another movie that comes out in like a month that's going to expound upon the end of that movie.
Sure.
Instead of the other ones where you had to wait a year, which is why it's made for everybody.
Right. But however, people still left this theater who didn't know the comics saying, what the hell was that?
Look it up, people. Look it up.
I'm sure a bunch of people did.
But they didn't call it by name, so how would you look it up?
Yeah. You did, Chad?
No. I had to ask Mike to verify that I was correct in my assumption.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw it I saw it with a bunch of nerds. It was literally like 10 of my friends in one row watching this movie, and like literally everyone around me almost like squealed in glee and screamed out, "Cosmic Cube!"
I gasped when I was the only one, because I was the only one in the screen who knew what the fuck I was looking at. Oh. I was like, "Oh my god, that's the Cosmic Cube!"
Man. Yeah, well, that's how I felt a little bit when I went to see Incredible Hulk at a screening initially, because like a bunch of shit that was going on in that, you know, I knew ahead of time, and everybody else was like, "What?
Hey. What's going on?"
No, I can't see that movie without seeing freaking Leonard Sampson is like the dad from Modern Family. I'm like, Phil, stop acting all serious. You know you want to look in the camera.
Have a little monologue.
Yeah.
But no, definitely amazing. The effects were fantastic. I can't stop saying, Heimdall, open the Bifrost.
Heimdall, open the Bifrost bridge.
Yes.
No question.
And it was just Idris Elba was damn good as Heimdall. You know?
Yes, he was. The string of bell.
Yeah. All those white supremacists, fuck off, man.
Well, the thing is, they got it wrong, though. They thought it was me, Balder. I'm like, he's Heimdall. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, and there was no Balder in this.
No, there wasn't.
Which was surprising.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're saving him for the second one.
Balder the Brave. Yeah.
What, for like, maybe he was out. Rock?
Yeah, maybe.
He was out. You know, he was out there, you know, I don't know, hunting or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe someone hit him with some mistletoe.
He was on a walk. He was on a walk.
He was on walkabout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's come back. He's like, what happened?
But it was damn good, and it was a great start to the summer movie season, which then leads us to the next comic book movie coming out this summer in the beginning of June. And I saw another trailer for it in front of Thor. It was in front of my 2D screening. I don't know if all you guys got it, but X-Men First Class.
No, because screens never have trailers. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the commercials.
Okay.
I used to hate this movie a year ago. I think I'm recorded hating on this movie.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think every time
I see it now, it's like, this shit looks so much better than Green Lantern.
Oh, God. That doesn't take much. That doesn't take much, man. And we'll get to Green Lantern.
Oh, no, but I expected complete garbage, and that shit is looking like straight diamond right now. I got Banshee, son. Banshee screaming on people. Oh! He goes in the water, screams on people. Freaking Havoc shooting shit. He got this concentric circle, son. Wow. And has Zoe Kravitz.
Well, we were in the same place. I mean, Brent, I mean, you remember when we first heard that this movie was going to come out, we were basically laughing about it.
What, First Class?
Yeah, First Class.
Yeah, it looks pretty decent, but I don't know if it's going to beat Green Lantern.
I didn't say it's going to beat it. I say it looks better.
Yeah, initially it looks better, but I think Green Lantern initially, has saved its ass.
Yeah, we have two different opinions. It looks like I don't want to trash it. I'm sorry.
Well, all right.
Yeah, X-Men looks hot. I saw those pictures. It looked terrible, and then I saw a movie, and I was like, "Go ahead, Michael Fassbender. Go ahead, Michael Voigt. Look at y'all acting. Oh damn, y'all bringing y'all big boy pants to this." God damn!
Well, look, anything that makes me okay with Havoc being in the year 1963 means that they must be doing right with these trailers.
Yo, you heard they say they might just, if it does well, they're just going to reboot the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, just get rid of the other ones.
That would be interesting.
Well, as we learned, yeah, always.
But they'll keep Wolverine the same.
Oh, God, no.
It's a Hugh Jackman.
God, no. God. But Brandon, what were you going to say?
Let's say, as we learned before, the fourth movie is always a reboot.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks for reminding me there. Except for Batman.
No. The fourth one will be a reboot.
No.
Batman Returns.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was on count.
That never happened.
Exactly, that never happened.
It's like
Superman 4 never happened also.
Yeah, right.
That's pre-millennium. That doesn't count.
But what about Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4? Oh, wait.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, trailer-wise and all that, this does look like it's pretty damn epic. It's directed by Matthew Vaughn, so he does have the directing credit there of doing movies like this before. So that's
kick-ass.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Yeah, he's a good director. I thought the movie was going to be terrible, and then I saw it moving, and I was like, this doesn't suck. It's getting better every time they put some new stuff out.
Yeah, and I mean, it's got a pretty good cast. I mean, they didn't really go for big names that much, but, you know, Jennifer Lawrence is in there as Mystique, and I actually really like the way she looks as Mystique. I mean, comparing her to Rebecca Romijn in looks, she does actually kind of look like a younger Rebecca Romijn in some aspects. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they got some pretty good actors in there.
Mm-hmm. January Jones, Emma Frost, hot.
Yeah, Miss Draper, you know, she's pretty.
Well, what I want to know is just how old, I guess Beast is as old as Professor X in this universe, which I didn't really get from when he was in X-Men.
No, I think he's a little bit younger, but I think they're close in age.
Okay. All right.
But they remember, and when you saw him in X-Men 3, he was a grown ass man. Like, he was like calling Wolverine young, even though, right, as we know now.
Yeah. The only thing I'm going to have a problem with in this movie, and I know it's going to happen, is having, what is it, Azazel or whatever, Nightcrawler's quote-unquote father via Chuck Austin in this movie.
Yeah, but they. This is the thing. As much as I hate that character and that concept, mm-hmm, it might make it cool because they don't have to do anything from the comic with it. They can just be like, hey, this is a red dude that teleports and he wears a suit. And that, when you think about it, that's almost anime badass.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also can't wait to see him, you know, wind up with Mystique in the end, because how else are you going to wind up with Nightcrawler?
Yeah. He uses that devil game.
Mm-hmm. What, Brandon?
Oh, never mind. I'll make a joke, but it was going to be a bad joke.
Okay. Well, what do you think overall?
I was in the same camp of most of you guys thinking, you know, when I first heard about it, thinking, oh, it's going to be a complete waste of shit. I mean, I thought it was going to be a complete crap movie. And I heard it was a rush job. It took them, I think, 9 months to actually film the actual movie. Mm-hmm. And now I saw that first trailer. I'm like, oh, my God.
Sounds familiar on the filming, by the way, right?
Hmm?
I said sounds familiar on the filming time, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I was a little remiss when I heard that they were going to bring back Singer as a producer for it. Mm-hmm. Thinking, okay, you know, this could be, you know, a small redeeming factor. Then I heard McAvoy was attached. I'm like, that's going to suck because he was horrible and Wanted.
I liked Wanted.
I could not watch Wanted. I'm sorry. Then I'm like, Fassbender.
He's not good, but he's a good director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, overall, I'm really looking forward to this movie on June.
Yeah, I'm trying to see that shit for free. Mm-hmm.
Send it out there. Rub it in, huh? Just rub it in.
I don't like paying for movies no more. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to do my best to see it for free. I mean, if they have a screening in my area, I'll try and see it. But if not, actually, wait.
It must be hard, New York.
Not, yeah.
No, it must be hard.
Thanks, Julian. No, actually, now that I think about it, Chris and I still have one more voucher that we bought off of, Living Social, so we still have two free passes that we're going to wind up using for that. Well, Chad, what's your take on it? Because I mean, I know you're not much of a Marvel guy, but
I've seen the trailer I think once, and it has to be better than X3.
X3 wasn't that bad.
I still stuck up for it back when Brent and I did our review of X3 back in the day. Like, I didn't think it was that horrible. Like, it wasn't perfect, but it did have some redeeming qualities. I mean, the worst part was definitely moving the Golden Gate Bridge the way they did. That was just stupid.
And for me, I forget the guy who's playing Magneto. The helmet just looks kind of weird on his head.
Mm-hmm. What, on this new one?
Yeah, on the new
Michael
one.
Michael Fassbender? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because he's young. See, he ain't learned how to size his helmets right. So it's the first helmet.
I keep wanting to call him Michael the Last Airbender.
You beat me to it.
Now, is this going to be in 3D or just regular?
I think it's just regular.
I think it's just regular,
I hope just regular. Yeah. I hope just 2D.
I don't think they had enough time to even add it in the bullshit Clash of the Titans way.
Conversion takes like 5 minutes to do. Just run it through.
Yeah, God, when it sucks.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a movie that's supposed to be taking place in the 60s. I don't want 3D on this. That's going to take away from the whole feel.
Yeah, if they do it, it would have to be like old school one. Like they need to give you red and the blue red glasses. And blue.
The red and blue 3D with Spell-O-Vision.
Oh. And it better have Krakoa in it, so that could be the big B movie monster.
Yeah, great. I'll look even stupider in my glasses with those on top of them. Fantastic. Please. Brent dropped out, so I'm trying to get him back in. He seems to be having...
Stay in school, Brent. Stay in school.
I know. He seems to be having internet problems tonight.
Well, he is in Floridia.
Dang, I must be like the only person that don't really hate Iron Man 2.
I don't hate it. You, none of us here hate it. None of us here hate it. I just Hulk better. That's it.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I got a black dude in a metal suit. I'm sorry. There's nothing in Hulk that guy can match that.
So what you're telling me is that if I put a black man in a metal suit in the next Hulk movie, you'll be okay?
Hey, if they could put in Black Hulk, I like it. They could put in that bullshit Millie creation, I'd be like, all right, it's dope. Black Hulk.
Why not? he's actually answering a phone call, so he'll be back in when he's back in. But all right, so we'll I guess we can move on because I think we pretty much touched in enough on X-Men First Class. Let's move on to the next. It is the next one in succession, isn't it? Green Lantern, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, audience. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, all right. Let's try to get some of the positives first. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do everybody else in first.
All right, Chad. Are you at all positive about this movie?
Well, I mean, from what I've seen where he's like on Earth, kind of looks a little hokey, but Oa looks kind of really cool, and I've noticed that they've been playing that trailer more so than they have the other one. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for it.
The CGI looks so weird though. Like I kind of feel like I'm literally watching a video game segment in a PS3 game.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the ring constructs look like.
As long as they look better than those than the toys, then I'll be happy.
Oh boy!
God, they got literally the cheapest plastic they could get from China to make those things.
But they're selling it like gangbusters at my store, though.
Well, that's good for them, I guess.
Well, you know, it's all the little collectors like, I need my Green Lantern. My Green Lantern.
I thought you were talking like kids or someone was buying it. I don't care about no fanboys buying it. You know why? Because the kids probably in Toys R Us looking at them new Transformer toys coming out. They're like,
actually, No, yesterday when they came out for the new movie, it was all 35-year-old guys buying Transformers.
Oh, God.
It was bad yesterday.
That sounds awful.
I had my original Transformers. I don't need the new ones.
Whatever.
Yeah, original.
I just want a skiz and mud flap. I just want a skiz and mud flap.
I'll mail them to you. Okay.
Oh, you can do that. I will have them in front of my computer. Like I'm black, and all black people hate me.
Yeah,
maybe both of them.
I mean, some of the acting in the trailer doesn't look that horrible, but I still feel like Ryan Reynolds is like. The
playing
worst.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, he's playing Ryan Reynolds, or he's playing... Because I know Hal Jordan has some humor to him, but...
No, he doesn't. That's the thing. He has no humor.
Yeah.
I think if you were in it... Okay, let's take it if it was realistic. If somehow you was in a room in the Justice League satellite or the Hall of Justice, and you were around all the rest of the Justice League members, he would try to crack a joke, and no one would laugh at it. Mm-hmm. Barry would probably pat him on the back and be like, good try.
Yeah, Barry and Hal... Yeah, Barry and Hal are like the straight-laced guys, you know?
Yeah. And then, like, Booster and Ted comes in and just crack a fire joke, and everybody's rolling over laughing, even Wonder Woman. And it's like, that's how you tell a joke. And that's how Batman would say, that's how you tell a joke, Hal.
So Batman walks into a bar. And then he says, I don't drink, and walks out. There. Funniest joke ever.
That's a Hal Jordan joke.
Yeah. Well, but and Ryan Reynolds, like, I would have been cool with him playing Kyle. Like that would have been fun. Certainly would have been better than Jack Black.
Oh God.
The Bradley Cooper should have been Hal Jordan.
Who?
That man Bradley Cooper. He walks onto the screen, nothing but confidence.
I can see that.
Nothing but confidence.
But he was too busy filming Hangover 2, the racist edition.
Hey, that shit is going to be funny.
I'm sure it's going to be funny, man. It's just
they have a monkey with a Rolling Stones denim vest on.
That what is the tight. Fuck?
What the fuck?
No, it's just every single bit that I see is like, ah, yeah, see, we're in a trunk den because we're in Asia.
Yeah. So they were in Thailand. They were specifically in Thailand.
Thailand, yeah. Hey, I like Thai food. Thai food's tasty.
Thai food is awesome.
Thai food is tasty, but have you seen Thailand, really?
I've seen Thailand a couple times.
Shit looks crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary, actually.
It looks like I could get killed.
You can't tell the men from the boys and the boys from the girls.
Well, look. What do you guys think of the outfit? What do you guys think of his outfit specifically?
Why does it have veins and musculature?
Why
can I see the inside of a human body on top of his clothing? Why? Who approved that? Who thought that was cool?
I kind of like it though, because when you see music construct, you see like the energy from the veins flows to the construct. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's on everyone. I'm seeing the insides of everyone's body. That makes no sense to me. Yeah. And the Grilantin is a purse. Why is the lantern a purse? It looks like a purse. A stone purse.
It's a satchel. Get it right. It's a satchel.
No, it looks like a purse.
It's a man bag.
It's a purse. It's not a purse. It's none of that. It's a purse. they just like, all right, the Guardians in the movie was like, yeah, we making purses. And because we're going to have women lanterns, and then just dudes just going to deal with it.
Actually, turn that thing upside down, and it looks like a really weird toilet.
Yeah.
The crapper.
Like some purses.
Aren't the replicas they released catching on fire?
Yes, the replicas that were catching on fire.
I don't understand. And what is the big bad? Why is it like a yellow version of Galactus?
Yeah, see, that's my main issue with this movie, is that none of the trailers seem to actually show anything about the bad guy. Like when or at least, hell, even the plot of the movie isn't really being shown by the movie, the trailer. Because, like, when you saw the trailer for Thor, you got the basic gist. You know, it's like, oh, he's going to be in Asgard, and he gets cast out, and he's got to deal with it, and then he fights this giant robot, and awesomeness happens. You know, you could see that even from the first trailer.
Big block of stone.
Right. With Green Lantern, what do we get? Alien crash lands, hands a guy a Green Lantern. Hey, what a concept. And
no, he gives him a ring and tell him to go do something with the lantern. Then you see him put this stone purse on the table and him do this little quippy pledge allegiance to the lantern.
Yeah,
which is like, really, you really put that in the movie?
Yeah,
really, that's funny?
We get him flying off to Oa. You see a couple aliens, and then you see a guy with a giant head, and like a swarm maybe going to Earth.
You see the Mark Strong with a really big head does this rallying speech, and then you see freaking Skarsgård or something standing there with a bumpy head, like he looking like the bad guy from Howard the Duck.
Oh, wow, that's obscure.
And then you see Galactus come through the walls, and you see the chick from Gossip Girl is in there randomly.
No, my favorite part of all this is that, you know, that like some DC executive watched the Marvel movies one too many times, and they're like, they're popular because there's a black government agent in there running the show. Does DC have one of those? Oh, Amanda Waller. Okay, let's throw her in the movie.
That really doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean Angela Bassett character?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Waller.
Are you kidding me?
She's
yeah, I do you think they could have actually got a heavy set woman to actually play that role.
Hey, how about Pam Grier? She was actually not that bad as Waller.
Yeah.
She wasn't that bad, but again, she's also not that, like, she's not really overweight. Like, there's enough overweight black actors.
Oh, there's only one Waller, and it's a shame.
They could have got CCH Pounder.
That's what I'm
Seriously?
Saying.
Seriously?
That's what I'm
Thank
saying.
You.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I'm sure CCH doesn't want to be typecast like that.
What was her last show? Cold Case? Really?
Dude, she's regularly on Warehouse 13.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on Law & Order, one of them? There's like 100 Law & Orders.
That was only two.
I think she was on Law & Order Cleveland. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I have many issues with Green Lantern. I never liked any of the trailers. I saw the first show, I was like, oh, this is going to be not good.
Yeah.
That's just my first thought. I was like, oh, I've been wanting to see Green Lantern in a movie since I was a kid. Because he's a dude in a cool outfit. He flies around space and he makes giant boxing gloves and punches things. I was like, that would be awesome. But I knew as a kid, they couldn't make that. And I'm in this beautiful world where you can make anything with computers. And then I thought I would see a fly-ass outfit with a fly-ass domino mask. And I get that ugly-looking Photoshopped on every frame mask, like some shit that I can do.
Yeah, that's bad.
For like no money. And that weird costume that doesn't even look like it's black and green. It just looks like a big dark green Christmas light suit or something. And he's flying around. I was like, come on, you couldn't even make the gloves white. That was the coldest part. That means he's clean. That's clean. That's a clean cop. See, I mean, it looks like a purse, man. They gave him a purse.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? I'm looking at one of the stills from the movie, and this is the one of Hector Hammond in front of his machine. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, the Stargate. And you know, this is great that we have two summer movies that are obvious homages to Stargate. You know, Heimdall opened the Bifrost.
And it's freaking Stargate.
It's a Stargate, and now here we are in Green Lantern, where it's a Stargate. I mean, you even had a throw out to Sliders in Thor.
Oh God!
Because if I saw it right, one of the stores in the town they were in was named Arturo's.
Professor Arturo, we must go, Mr. Mallory, let's go.
Well, I mean, they were dealing with Einstein-Rosen bridges, so at least that makes sense to throw that out there. With this one, it's like, yeah, we need a machine that like looks like a giant eye. So
it's a CAT scan device for aliens.
I don't even know the purpose of the machine. I don't, like, why do they find Abinsur's body?
Because they're the government. That's why.
No, that's one of the best parts of this little. It works every time you see it. You bury Abinsur. It's a nice little grave. You know, he checks in on it. You know, give it respects. In between dope-ass missions. Would Parallax come? Why isn't Parallax a big-ass mosquito? That's all I wanted to see. A big yellow-ass mosquito.
Have you seen the Parallax toy? Because I saw it at work. And
no,
I
haven't seen any toys. Why? Because he looked burned.
Parallax toy looks even worse because it's like this giant head on like this amorphous cloud body, and you press the tail and it opens up and it takes in Hal Jordan inside of it. I'm like, oh, that's creepy.
What was the purpose of having Geoff Johns be a CCO and then you doing all this work with all this Green Lantern for 5 years and you say, oh yeah, it's Parallax, he was around in the beginning and it was a mosquito. And it got informed with fear. It was a big-ass mosquito. Why doesn't he like a big-ass mosquito?
Well,
no one likes mosquitoes.
Well, you know what upsets me most, actually? That at least one of these drafts was written by Mark Guggenheim. You know? Like, Mark Guggenheim, a man that knows the comics.
Yeah, but you don't know how many else people touched it since he touched
it.
I'm looking at the writing credits right here, and he was third out of fourth, meaning that a lot of what he put into it is probably in the final script.
Not necessarily, no.
But they might have changed some stuff on that fourth one.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen drafts go from like a really strong third draft, and the fourth draft is completely different. I mean, look at
we don't like this.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, if you look at the original Spider-Man draft from the Raimi version, completely different from what was handed in by Hader. It was, you know.
Right. Well, all right, Chad. What do you want out of this movie?
I'm going to go in with an open mind. I mean. I've from what I've seen.
You're a good man, Chad.
I try. No, I honestly, I mean, I don't want to go in hating on it, and I don't want to get my expectations up so much that I walk out of the theater crying.
You mean like every single member of Heat?
Yes.
Oh God.
I don't know. I mean, I just hope it's a good movie. I hope it's better than what they've shown in the previews, and one can hope.
I like the sigh in there. That makes me feel really confident about what you're going to be experiencing. That's great.
The funniest part of the movie is going to be when the whole bunch of black people on the internet start talking about why the hell they whitewashed Green Lantern, son.
Oh yeah, yes. You know it's coming.
You know it's going to happen.
It's been happening.
There's a whole bunch of people when they actually going to see it, because they might not be paying attention to it that deeply, and they grew up because Justice League came on like 10 years ago, and they were little kids, and now they like freaking teenagers or young adults in college, and they're going to be like, yo, Green Lantern was black, yo. He was fighting Gorilla Grodd. Him and Batman went back in time, met Jonah Hex. And they're going to be salty. And they're going to be mad salty. Because I bet you Jon Stewart going to be in there for like 5 seconds in the background like, I'm a Marine.
All right, you know what? I have my alcohol in here, so every time Julian Lytle says salty, take a drink.
Done.
I'll be drunk by the time this episode's over.
Jon Stewart will be in there, but it'll be in like his purple lanternette outfit.
No, we will not talk about that. There's no such thing as the Indigo Lantern, Jon Stewart.
Oh, and don't get me started on that shit. All right, because I'm still annoyed that they freaking spoiled that shit on the cover of the next issue of Green Lantern Corps.
It was an accident. Cool. It was an accident.
That wasn't
an
accident. Are you kidding me? It was all of them on the cover.
Real talk, I didn't even notice it. How about that shit is so unbelievably bad and so unbelievably like you just don't want to know that like you can't believe it? My brain blocked that from me when I saw the comic book. Like it erased it. It mentally put in other stuff then over top of it. Because everybody told me, oh, it spoiled the comic. I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't see that on the cover. I got surprised when I opened it up. And then I saw that bullshit. I didn't know that was on the inside. Didn't know at all.
Well, all right.
Why? Because my brain tried to save me.
It's like abort. Don't look.
But before we move on, and we'll make some final comments on Green Lantern after this. But I'm going to pull it This Week in Tech and do an ad in the middle of the show, because I know Brent's editing this episode and we won't put it in otherwise. So when he's listening back on this,
can I come in like Kalanatis or whatever? Can I just talk about how awesome something is?
Yeah, actually, you'll get your chance. But don't mention Jason Calacanis again, because I'm still angry at that man for creating a This Week in Network.
What?
That was salty. Okay.
What?
The whole Julian Lytle ad. Yeah. No, he created a This Week in Network.
To compete with the This Week in Tech Network. Really?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's maybe why he's not having been on the show, huh?
Leo said that multiple times. He's basically banned from Twitter because he went and took Leo saying it was all right if he did a show called This Week in Startups as saying it's all right for him to create a network called This Week in with similar letters and a similar premise.
Can we say copyright infringement?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hadn't sued him.
Yeah. But anyway, this episode of Comic Timing is sponsored by DCBS, Discount Comic Book Service, at discountcomicbookservice.com, dcbservice.com, or whatever you want to call it. dcbservice.com will get you there. 8% off on your first order. CT8 is the promo code. So if you haven't used it before, now's your chance to do it with the CT8 promo code, okay? Because you get an extra 8% off of all the amazing stuff that they already have to offer. Now that's awesome. Right there.
8% on top of 75%, people.
It's crazy.
You might get 75% off comic book. It's number one. They'd be like, yo, tackle another 8%. You might be paying like 2 cents for that comic book. You need to start faking. Get on that right now.
Yeah. Well, you talk 75%. The Comic Timing picks this month, we've got Captain America number one, the new Brubaker and McNiven Captain America, 75% off retail. 99 cents, regular price of $3.99.
Plus eight. Ooh, that's gonna be cheaper than a pack of gum, people.
It's awesome.
That's Steve Rogers. That's Steve Rogers for cheaper than a. That's an Amazon song.
69
that's
cents.
That new
right
Lady
there.
Gaga track right there. You can buy that or Captain America.
Yeah, only less insane.
I don't know. I haven't read it yet. You know, I might have some insanity. It might have Red Skull in there being crazy.
It's possible. Well, you
for yourself.
You talking crazy, though. Our other pick is DC Retroactive Justice League of America, the 70s, number one, written by Carrie Bates. And that one's 50% off, $249, regular price of $499. So you're basically paying regular price for an overpriced comic, which is good. And these are pretty cool. I like that DC's doing this. They're basically going back and adding an extra issue onto the different decades that the DC characters were around. They're doing it for Justice League. They're doing it for Flash. Doing it for Wonder Woman, Batman, Green Lantern, Man. Superman. And Carrie Bates is writing this one. Well, Carrie Bates is awesome in and of himself. So I fully expect this to be amazing.
You know, Jeff Johns and Brad Meltzer are loving this right now. It's like, this is the Justice League I grew up with. Let's go.
Let's steal some more ideas from the 70s.
Exactly. We're going to steal this in 3 months.
So that's.
But you know what? As long as Congorilla's not in it, it's worth your money, people.
Oh.
There's no Congorilla in it.
Ouch.
Oh.
Damn.
Ow.
I actually just felt James Robinson's pain just now.
Somewhere in New York, James Robinson's crying out.
But you know who's not crying out? Jonathan Hickman, because he's got Red Wing number 1 of 6, the beginning of his new Image project, because he has that exclusive deal with Marvel, just like Warren Ellis, where he can go and do anything he wants as long as it's not for DC. So story by Jonathan Hickman, art and cover by Nick Patara and Rachel Rosenberg. And this seems like an interesting concept here for anybody who on the call who hasn't heard it yet. To stay alive in the future, the best fighter pilots in the world not only have to perfect their skills and master their aircraft, they also have to know how to travel through time. Brought to you by award-winning writer Jonathan Hickman and possibly the best new talent of the year, Nick Patara, The Red Wing is the story of the greatest battle in the history of three worlds.
Wow, it's like Logan's Run meets the Blackhawks. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got
sounds
some
like sounds like kind of like Macross
a little bit
like Back to the Future.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, even
Macross
on the
future,
even on the helmet on the cover, it looks a little bit like Gatchaman.
Oh, okay. Okay, I gotta get my eyes out there. If other people starting to catch on to the fire, the Japanese fire.
Yep.
Yeah, DCBS people, you get these comic books we talking about.
Straight up. And most importantly,
cheap comics.
Most importantly, okay, you want to talk cheap comics, but most importantly here, Fracture number 1, okay?
Yes, you got to get Fracture number 1, people.
Action Labs, Sean Pryor, written by Sean Gabarin and Chad Ciccone. 45% off on DCBS of the regular price. Fracture has to be ordered this month, people. You do not understand how important it is for you guys to order Fracture number 1, because we want more Action Lab stuff after this. And as long as this does well, it's going to continue to get solicited in previews. And that would be really, really huge for my man Sean and the rest of the guys in Action Lab. You know, Dwanch is counting on this. So is everybody else. All right, $219,
right.
Regular price of $399, 45% off right there. You cannot
45% off.
Yep.
Them is like Amazon gold box prices.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I already have a copy of it. I'm going to order it again.
There you go.
And you see that he double dipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dip like a drumstick.
give it to a friend or leave it on a table at Starbucks so that somebody finds out about it. There you
pop.
Go.
Definitely.
And the Diamond Order code, just in case you're not using DCBS, and I don't know why you're not, is May110783. So that's May 110783 for everybody out there. 110783 May. Okay? Make sure to check it out. Pre-order it today. Head to actionlabcomics.com for a preview and check it out. It's got a huge promotion. You might have even gotten the card already in the mail with some of your DCBS orders, and it's been at Midtown Comics and all over the place. Fracture, you need to get this for the sake of humanity and for the sake of comic books here. Straight up. That's it. That's all I got to say. DCBService.com, discount comic book service. Spend your money there this month. CT8, 8% off. That's it. All right? So in that time, Brent has still not come back, so he has officially lost the chance to talk about Green Lantern, unless he wants to talk about it when he gets back for like 8 or 10 minutes. But we are moving on to Transformers Dark of the Moon, otherwise known as Pink Floyd, The Next Generation.
Whatever. I call that Julian having a religious experience during the Super Bowl.
Oh,
oh my God, I saw Optimus Prime spin around, chopping motherfuckers in half. Oh my Lord.
The spin-a-rooney.
Oh my God.
So you're actually looking forward to this.
Okay, let's do this. Julian likes every Transformers movie. Mm-hmm. I just like him. It's just, I don't care. It's just explosions, robots, and G.I. Joe. It's all I need. And it's in IMAX. That means I see Optimus Prime in his actual size. The way he actually would be if he was actually walking around the Earth telling humans to be awesome and to rally to defeat the Decepticon threat. That's what I get. And in this one, I get freaking Laserbeak and Shockwave. And I get more G.I. Joe. Tyrese and G.I. Joe. That's what I'm talking about. I'm happy. I'm so happy. Ooh. It's going to be awesome. That's that scene when the cars crash and they flipping and they start transforming and they don't show you the rest. What's going to happen? I'm expecting fighting. I'm happy.
Didn't they have to work in? Was it this movie or last movie where they had to work in Shia LaBeouf's broken arm?
Yeah, it wasn't the last one.
That was the last one. Okay, all right.
Someone died during this movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
it's
sad.
Crazy.
Did it die from how bad it is or just from...
No, it was like a car accident.
Oh, okay. All right. I shouldn't make fun of that.
They were blowing stuff up because Michael Bay actually blows stuff up.
He was like, pow, and like whoosh, and like bam, and that's how they made the story.
Explosion.
Well, actually, in the second one, the house that they used for the parents' house actually caught on fire.
Oh. Yes. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Hey, you know, I know
it's Michael Bay.
It's not much story. It's not much story. I don't think it has to be. It's clearly just a commercial for cars and toys, just like the original cartoon was.
Amen. Commercial. Amen.
Brent, you in? Let's see. It says he's there. Let's see.
Hello.
Yo. There you are.
Hey. Where are we?
We just moved on from Green Lantern like about 4 minutes ago, but we can get your take on it since you seem to be looking forward to it.
Yes. Sorry. I exited the call because I had a phone call, and then my stupid Skype starts acting up. It doesn't like me doing anything, apparently.
Oh, God. You know what? See
annoying.
If you can...
So I had to restart my computer.
See if you can downgrade from 5 back down to, 4, because I've been hearing bad things about 4, about
I'm
5.
I'm so glad now, thinking back, that Microsoft bought Skype, because maybe they can fix this fucking thing with Windows 7. Yeah, swear to God.
We shall see. We shall see. And
Microsoft fix something?
Oh, don't say that. 7's a good operating system, man. They fix Vista.
Left Microsoft world. I'm happy.
All right.
They only get things right on Windows Phone 7 and 360.
I don't agree. I like Windows 7. Go ahead.
So, I guess I'll listen to it, but how many people are looking forward to Green Lantern?
That would be one.
Hey.
Being
two.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Brandon and myself?
Yeah, and Chad.
And Chad knows you're not looking forward to it, Ian?
I'm not really, no. I'll go see it, but I'm not expecting much, man.
Okay, see, I saw the first trailer, like all of you did, and thought, meh. And it was really a disappointed meh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it didn't look great, honestly. And they owned up to that, I think, when they released the 4 minutes of footage from WonderCon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so WonderCon rolls... Hold on.
Ever the professional right here.
Sorry. That'll be in the episode.
Yeah.
My hating is making him cough. The hating is radiating through the internet, and it's like, it's choking him up. Because it's like,
silence, oh, the reach.
Exactly.
So WonderCon rolls around. I hear all these great things about the footage. And then what I really like, though, is that rather than have to watch a stupid, shitty bootleg of the footage like I had to do last year for... I don't know, Thor, Iron Man. And actually, they released a Thor reel. But they actually released 4 minutes of the 8 that they showed at WonderCon for everyone else to see. And I like that. I think more movie studios should do that. You know, let the people who are at the con watch this footage and be the first ones to see it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's cool. But then, like, a week later, actually release that shit on the interwebs, because all that it did for Green Lantern is it helped it build more buzz, because they actually showed some good shit in that 4 minutes. I mean, most of that 4 minutes was like Origin, which I thought looked solid, and then they went to Oa the rest of the time, and I was like, this looks pretty good. The thing, once I started hearing Tomar Ray talk, and heard Kilowog the other day on the third footage or trailer they've released. I think it's trailer 1, then WonderCon footage, and then trailer 2 if you go on like Apple or something. Anyway, Tomare looks cool. I mean, I like his design. I think he looks not as comic booky. His fin's not so huge. Kilowog, he kind of looks like a toned down dude, but Michael Hark Duncan behind that physique, I think, is going to be awesome. And, you know, Sinestro, Mark Strong, I think he looks pretty solid. I mean, we haven't seen him be, like, villainous or anything, but the clips that they've shown of him speaking, like, to the rest of the Green Lanterns, that looks pretty cool. And then as far as, like, you know, you pause the shots when they're going through the Green Lantern Corps, like, when Hal's in that, you know, whole cavern and stuff, and they're doing, we are the Corps, we are the Corps, that's kind of cheesy, but pause the shots when they're panning over the other Green Lanterns. I saw Izamot Cole. I saw Salak in there. Mm-hmm. I saw Green Man. Bodica is in there. There's a ton of other people from the comic books in there. And that just got me excited that these background characters were there and they were showing them in the trailer. Bodica
has a poster, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got like her own poster. Yeah. She's on that big banner thing.
Man, you give me Sodom Yacht in there somewhere and I might actually be happy.
Nah, man, I better not get him before I get Kyle, and I'll be salty.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll do that because he's too humanoid.
Right.
And I think the only humans they're going to have are the Earth ones for a little bit now.
Well, John Stewart is going to be in it, apparently.
Right. I don't know if he's a Green Lantern, but he's in the film. Yeah, we've seen that. But he's such a known actor. Who knows if he'll actually turn out to be anything?
Well, no. This is totally what it's going to be. They saw Iron Man, so he'll look at the ring and he'll turn to the camera and say, "Next time,
baby."
Right,
next
but
time.
he's an unknown actor.
Oh god,
yeah. Yeah. It's not Don Cheadle and it's not Terrence Howard doing that. You know what I mean? It's not. I don't know. I guess we'll see what role he plays in the film. He may just be a cameo.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I mean, look, I hope it looks good because my main problem with the movie, Brent, is the CGI. I'm not thrilled with the flying CGI at all, or even the motion CGI. It just doesn't look
as
real.
As with any of those trailers, there's always unfinished effect shots in those things,
mm-hmm.
especially with these CG heavy ones. I just think that you just have to take it on a whim and say, does the footage look good? Not like the actual like nitty gritty of it. But, I mean, does it look like an interesting film and hope that they're going to, you know, this movie's so damn CG heavy, mm-hmm. they have to pour every dollar into it. I mean, it's like fucking Transformers. If the first Transformers looked like shit, then we wouldn't have a second and a third.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
So it's the same thing with Green Lantern. This is so CG heavy that they actually have to put effort into it. Whereas, like, you get Wolverine last year, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but, you know, that CG on his claws was damn near stupid. Rubber claws in the bathroom. That was so dumb. Anyway, yeah, the WonderCon footage told me, and then the second trailer came out, and I was like, this actually looks legit. And for me, like, I don't know about you guys, but Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan, I wasn't too excited about it at first, but now that I'm seeing more stuff, and I guess he's doing less talking in the trailers, that may be it. But, I mean, think about it. Like, the Hal Jordan right now in the comics, he's, like, kind of a brash dude. And he would say something funny if he had the opportunity. You know, he doesn't hold back anything. And that's kind of Ryan Reynolds, you know, persona in these other films, but he's kind of been more on the funny side. So I'm just taking – they took that and said, tone this down, and you'll kind of – I'm hoping we get a good Hal Jordan representation. I mean, you guys wanted – like, other people wanted, like, Nathan Fillion, right?
I didn't want Nathan Fillion at all.
I want Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. He would make
freaking confident.
So all those guys are mostly known for their comedic roles, right?
Not really, Bradley. He's been all over the place.
Fucking Hangover? Kiss my ass. Come on. He's still
for the Hangover.
He's like, known for fucking Hangover, and he's comedic.
He's also like in like a bunch of TV shows,
well,
like Alien.
Well, and he was actually really good in Leavenworth is really good.
Okay, yeah. But his big break was Hangover. Mm-hmm. He was in Wedding Crashers. He was comedic in that. Come on, guys, give this to me. Anyway, moving on. Nathan Fillion, same deal. Slightly comedic actor. So, what is the big deal about Ryan Reynolds? Just because he's, you know, been in funny movies his whole career.
I don't mind Ryan Reynolds that much. I just don't know if he's going to be the right type of hero for this. We'll see, man. It all depends on how he's played, whether he comes off looking like a snot-nosed punk or whether he comes off looking like a hero. We'll see.
See, I always still thought of Ryan Reynolds as like a Flash character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, here's why. Because he's been shopped around for the Flash for 10 freaking years. That's all everyone associates with him.
Yeah.
So it's not that he was cast as the Flash or ever voiced the Flash in a cartoon or anything like that. It's because he's been associated with that project for 10 fucking years. Of course you're going to associate it with it. Because anytime you've ever read Flash, as a movie, you've always read, maybe Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds would be a great fucking fit. But now that we have Barry back, Ryan Reynolds as the Flash doesn't fucking matter anymore because it's not going to be Wally West.
Neil Patrick
I don't know
Harris.
About that. Not like, you know, Barry Allen can only do like 13 issues.
Ooh, you know? Burn.
Not like people really actually give a damn about, you know, actually seeing him.
They're restarting, you know, like the entire line of DC Comics from the looks of it. So
they're not going to do that.
Yeah, no, they
seriously?
Are.
They just did Wonder Woman like 600 2 months ago.
I know.
Batman Incorporated
gets
24
issues.
Superman
900.
Yep.
Dude, Batman Incorporated gets 24 issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this is just a Bleeding Cool report. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what he is claiming, that they're restarting everything come August. That's why
straight up stop reading comics.
They should have done that after Infinite Crisis, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, they wanted to at the end of Infinite Crisis originally. Yeah, Crisis on Infinite Earths. They wanted to. Infinite Crisis is different story. But yeah, we'll see. All right.
Is it going to be like? Do you think it's going to be like the same number of books? Like Batman has 10 books again.
Oh God, no! I certainly hope not.
Or is it just going to be one Batman book? Are we
going
to get
there'll
Batman
be 10 of them because he's the only one that sells.
There'll be two or three. They're going to get rid of a bunch of the ancillaries, I think.
Well, isn't Batman Inc. almost ending though? I think it's like 12.
No,
issues.
No, it's 24 issues. 24.
Yeah, 24 issues. Yeah. Yeah, at least 24, because you know for all I know they could wind up making it longer than that because it's been selling like gangbusters.
Anyway, what sold me on Green Lantern was all the ancillary stuff. Not necessarily Ryan Reynolds in the trailers, but just the building of the universe. That looks solid enough for me to go, yes, that is going to be a good movie.
Well, look, either way, I will come out of this movie, and the first words out of my mouth are, at least it was better than Green Lantern, written by Robert Smigel and starring Jack Black.
Yes.
Okay? I don't
care. That could have been good.
No. No, you. That's it. You're done. You're done, Brandon. You're done. You're done.
Is Chip going to be in the movie?
I hope so.
In Gnort?
Gnort!
Gnort, oh God. But apparently apparently the F-sharp bell will be in it, though.
Oh, really?
Really.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's what I think.
All right.
Did you talk about we're talking about X-Men?
We were talking about X-Men. We got done with X-Men. We were just moving on to Transformers: Dark of the Moon, and how Julian is the only one looking forward to it.
I'm there too.
Yeah,
I'm there too.
Also.
All right,
dude.
Optimus Prime spins around and cuts people in half.
Yes,
he cuts robots in half.
And the second trailer that they just released. Go on YouTube. Yeah.
I didn't see shit either.
HD that shit. It looks fucking awesome.
I'll
like
give it a look,
out
man.
Transformers motherfucking invasion. I'm trying to get all Julian all on your ass. All out motherfucking Grant Morrison invasion.
Yo, that shit's like StarCraft 2.
Dope as hell.
When you get the big carrier from the Protoss and all the little freaking bees come out and attack your buildings, it's that shit times like 20, 100,000 trillion at Optimus Prime with a jetpack.
Hey, I still haven't seen 2. So.
Me neither.
Don't. Fucking
really?
Bother,
don't
but
bother.
Go see 3.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
I like, but you can skip
and
it. But 3 looks bananas.
Yeah,
like,
another bananas. He shot it in 3D. It's not going to be a conversion like Thor.
Mm-hmm.
He avatared that 3D. Shit.
Yeah,
he avatared that shit. That's right. And for me, like on Thor, I saw it in 3D and it didn't need it at all.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I heard. That's why I wound up seeing it in 2D twice.
Conversion aside, I don't know if the conversion really works because they're only doing it on these live action shit, but. Thor didn't need it because there wasn't that much CG. Like for me, the 3D sells me on like the animated movies, like a Pixar or the DreamWorks or Shrek.
Right,
works. I think it works really well in that realm.
CGS was talking about how there were times when they were watching the 3D version where they could literally take off their glasses and still watch everything because that's how little the 3D was actually animating anything.
It wasn't popping at all. But I think Transformers, since it's shot in 3D, it's gonna be like Avatar and just the best. You know, one of the better uses of 3D on film because he actually shot it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yo, he got people jumping out of planes.
Sorry.
Yeah, flight suits with the freaking it's on some fucking Metal Gear shit. He jumping out of planes, and you know that shit's gonna be in 3D.
All right.
It means he was up in like a helicopter. Yeah, people actually jumping out of planes over top of buildings.
Jumping off a plane
down.
Is like the Batman shot in IMAX, you know what I mean? In 3D.
I will say though, I'm still annoyed at Transformers: Dark of the Moon. For holding on to that July 4th spot so that Cap is stuck in like July 22nd or whatever, when that should be the July 4th movie.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But you
Optimus
know,
Prime is American too. He's a Mack truck.
Yeah, you ain't winning this one, Julian.
He's America, son.
Yeah.
It's John Wayne is a robot.
They'll put a couple American flags on his, on the side of the truck.
He talks, he's American. When you, you hear Optimus Prime's voice, everybody hears, oh, that's motherfucking America right there as a truck.
You know what's ironic, though? Peter Cullen's actually Canadian.
That shit is North America.
North America. That's all that matters, right? We skipped it in the line of movies, but I'll just mention it real quick because it's not a comic movie, but we can mention it whether we're actually looking forward to it or not. Super 8, what do you think? Eh?
Hey, JJ,
I'm digging it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for E.T. to be remade.
Oh, hey, I don't know, man. They have like a black dude. He's like dying in a car or something, and I don't even know what the heck this thing is. I'm just like, whatever. Where's my screening pass at?
Look, I swear, if this somehow, anyway, still winds up being a prequel to Cloverfield, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, if they connected to Cloverfield, which is connected to Lost because of a soda company, which somehow I think the soda company is in Star Trek somewhere.
That's also an alias. I mean, this is just one of those things that he puts in all of his things.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
The GGverse.
Yeah, I don't know. I might see it, but I'm just like, they're all the same. Every J.J. Abrams production looks exactly the same in the show.
Lens flare.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, he likes his lens flare. This is like what his second, no, it's his third movie.
Yeah.
He'll grow out of it.
I hope. And actually, no, it's his fourth movie.
Fourth. Oh, no, wait. There's Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
There's Star Trek.
Yeah. Cloverfield and Super 8.
No, he did not direct Cloverfield. He produced Cloverfield.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
Does MI3 doesn't have a ton of CG?
No, it doesn't.
Or lens flare?
No,
it doesn't. See? No. He needs it for the crazy sci-fi shit. He's like, oh, sci-fi shit? Motherfucking lens flare.
Bling. I didn't realize how much there was until... in Star Trek, until you actually go looking for it, and it's like,
oh god, it's every scene,
I watched it with a friend, and they were like, "Yo, what's with the lens flares?" I was like, "How are you noticing lens flares?" I'm watching Captain Kirk be awesome.
Well, I think there was actually an interview with J.J. Abrams like a couple of months after Star Trek came out, and he actually like turned to the camera and said, "You know, maybe I did use a little bit too much lens flare."
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Pass.
Meh.
Yeah. I've only seen the first one.
I'm trying to see it, but I think I missed my chance of seeing it for free. So
so wait for Netflix.
Yeah, because I'm damn sure not trying to pay for it.
All right. That's fine. We move on to the end of July, beginning, of course, with America.
Fuck yeah!
Did you see the trailer we cut to that song?
Yes, I did. It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, it fits perfectly. That's the weird part. Like, you'd think that they almost cut the trailer intentionally so that someone could set it to America.
Dude, of course.
I am looking forward to this movie more than I was looking forward to Thor. Straight up. I mean, I was looking forward to Thor. I'm looking forward to Captain America, the First Avenger, that much more. Because I still have in my head that all the trailers that we've been seeing are only the first half of the movie. That he's going to wake up in our time halfway through the movie.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm calling it now. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm calling that right now.
I'm just hoping that if he... when they move to present day, whenever they do that, that they upgrade his costume. Because it looks a little baggy to me. And yeah, it's like, dude, it's not the 90s.
I think that's just going to happen. I think they're going to redo his costume when he gets into the future.
Well, he seems to have at least two different costumes in the movie.
Yeah, but...
Well, I think one is supposed to be his... whatchamacallit? Like his USO costume where he's like just a mascot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So...
And then he's got his fighting one and everything. I mean, all the trailers for this have just made me more and more interested. Hugo Weaving as the Red Skull, perfect casting.
We haven't seen Bucky yet on screen.
Oh, yeah. I just watched Kings on Hulu, mm-hmm. and the prince in that TV show, not the young like blonde guy, but yeah, the brunette guy, about. The prince. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's Bucky, and I really like him there. So yeah. I think his Bucky's gonna be pretty badass.
And I'm glad to see somebody else who liked Kings, because that show was underappreciated while I was on.
Yes, very much. And it's like another one of those shows that we talked about before we started recording that was like, you know, good and going somewhere, and then they just fucking axe it.
Mm-hmm. Bible stories will not sell on regular TV.
Yeah.
Curse you, NBC. Curse you, NBC.
Well, because they didn't actually bother to say in any of the promo material, hey, it's a Bible story. You'll like it.
Yeah. I sucker for you.
Yeah.
But before we get over here, Captain America looks awesome. What sold me was the end of Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it looked good. Yeah, I saw the 98-pound weakling. He got big. I was like, oh, snap. I can't believe they did it. But then the end of Thor happened. I was like,
and
oh, that movie's going to be awesome.
Three words. Now, Mr. Stark.
Oh, man. I know that's the one Mandy's looking forward to seeing just because his shirt is off in the trailer.
Yeah, it seems the Marvel movies have a lot of beefcake. And that whole scene of Thor is like, oh, Thor just has on jeans. No underwear and no shirt.
That's not made. They have underwear in Asgard.
No.
They might not even have man bits. They're Asgardians. Maybe, you know, retract somehow.
Oh, dude.
No, or they got that weird tail they used to have sex with.
Oh, why
in
are we
Avatar.
Going down this road? Man.
Is it Brent? Do you really question Brent?
I mean, those Avatar things, they just have sex with their tails. I mean, they had sex with horses. They had sex with those birds things. Just fucking crazy orgy everywhere.
Sex
on that
with
plane.
Everybody.
That was nice, that cable.
A nice place to be.
It's like Captain Jack in Torchwood. They'll have sex with anything.
Yes, he will. Yes, you will.
Brandon, you looking forward to this more than you looking forward to Thor, or am I the only human being here that does?
No, actually, I am looking forward to this like a fat kid looks forward to cake on his birthday.
Hmm.
All right. Look, when I saw that first trailer before, was it back in like, I think during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Like, I'm thinking, oh my God, this looks freaking epic. Mm-hmm. But when you saw that trailer in 3D, I saw Thor in 3D, and that mm-hmm. trailer was in 3D. It was shot in 3D, and it looked like it was shot in 3D.
Yeah.
I'm talking like full depth of vision. That looked fantastic. I'm like, oh God, I can't wait for July.
and the weekend it's coming out is July 22nd. So it's not quite the end of July, but still should
have been July. The third week in July. Yeah. Well, it's tomatoes. It's the third week in July. Yeah. And it's, you know, looking at the summer releases, you got June, X-Men, mm-hmm. Green Lantern. I think Green Lantern will probably usurp X-Men. Mm-hmm. Transformers will probably beat Green Lantern for like a week or two.
Captain America is
going to
beat America's
going to trump all of them. Mm-hmm. It's gonna beat.
I don't know. Transformers might beat the movie to beat.
You guys are faking on that movie and Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter and Transformers are going to be the movies to beat this summer.
Yeah, well,
Fast and Furious is still making money, baby.
Yeah. Please.
Well, let me finish, though. Like,
okay.
Transformers is going to be the movie to beat, yeah, because it's got the fan base. It's got that rabid fan base, and so is Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's Captain freaking America, guys. Really? It's America in the title.
Prime.
Half the Republicans I know will go see it just because it's America.
Yeah, and how about France or Germany or Canada?
It's called the first Avenger there.
Yeah,
they're good to go.
Yeah,
surprise ending of Captain America. He denounces his American citizenship.
Yeah, his name ain't Kal-El. It's not happening
again.
Oh, please. No, I think Harry Potter is going to wind up doing better in the box office than Captain America. That's no comment there, because it's the last Harry Potter movie. It's going to do gangbusters like any finale ever does.
Fangirls.
Yeah. Yeah, and fangirls. A lot more fangirls for Harry Potter than there are for Captain America. But, I mean, you got Tommy Lee Jones in this movie as Colonel Chester Phillips. Looks perfect for the role of that. Peggy Carter.
Colonel who?
Huh?
Colonel who?
I don't care who he is. He's Tommy Lee Jones and he's playing a colonel. That's all that matters. All right?
Does he even exist outside of this movie?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does, actually. And Dum-Dum's in it.
Actually,
Dum-Dum's in it. Okay? We got Dundun Dugan.
Yeah, played by an albino.
He's not albino. He's got blue eyes.
He's fucking damn close. That guy that normally is fucking albino every time you see him.
Oh, wait, who was
Chad's Neil McDonough.
I don't even know his name.
Help. I'll give you the IMDb.
He's a
listening.
Bad guy in every movie.
He was Bison in oh god, never mind.
No,
never
don't
mind.
You don't bring that up.
Oh, he was in
never mind. I take it back.
That was an older dude.
No, he was that was him.
You're wrong. No, it's not.
That dude's
in his mid-40s. Yeah. So.
And the new Street Fighter. I'm talking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, yeah. That was the late Raul Julia.
That guy.
Raul Julia.
He's dead.
Yeah. No, he's mostly been a television guy, but he's done a couple other things here and there.
He was Tin dead. Man.
Yeah. And Band of Brothers he was in. He was on Desperate Housewives for a while. As Dave Williams. Chad, save us, please. What are your thoughts?
Well, the first time I actually saw the full Captain America trailer was when I saw Thor, and I'm excited for it.
All right.
Woo! My nipples are hard.
Glad I'm not the only one. Okay.
No, I mean, it looks really good, and I don't know. From the preview, I mean, I'm interested in it.
And that takes something, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, for a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah. Because you have so many DC movies to look forward to, right?
Oh, yes.
Yours are all animated.
Hey. Soon enough, we'll have, Superman Watchmen Edition, which will be great.
Oh, stop. Don't remind me.
I am happy about the Amy Adams casting because I love Amy Adams.
Yeah, but then she's going to be slow-moed and then sped up, and then she might do a little stupid dance, and then it'll fade away into some
slow-mo
crazy...
in her underwear. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
This is slow-mo, and then you'll be inside Superman's brain. You'll see Jor-El talking, and it'll be like samurai robot super dog ninjas or something, and...
It's not gonna be that movie, okay?
This is Krypton!
No, they're gonna have some weird slow-mo where it'd be like,
this time to top Bryan Singer, okay.
If there's one time to use slow-mo in a Superman film, it's when he's ripping open his shirt. Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good
except that won't be in slow-mo.
Only in this movie, there won't be anything underneath.
Oh, God.
Because Jack Snyder loves his bare-chested men.
Really? You had to go there, huh?
I had to. Come on.
Oh, God.
Jeez, you are so cruel.
You are.
Look, dude, I mean, I hope it's good. I hope it's
Did
good.
Anyone see Sucker Punch?
I didn't see Sucker Punch. I didn't want to get Sucker Punched.
It looked decent, and then the reviews came in.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, how was Sucker Punch?
I felt Sucker Punched when I left the theater. My wallet felt a little sucker punched too.
Ooh, that hurts.
I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for your loss.
You're $11. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and I want to know if there's going to be any cameos in the Cap movie, like hero wise.
Well, apparently Nick Fury is supposed to be in it.
Okay, that's good.
He's at the end. You know that.
Yeah,
well, they were shooting in New York with him and
Oh,
Cap.
Yeah, that's going to be in it, but I don't know if they're going to pull like a cartoon and have his like dad, like Jack Fury.
No. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do
that. That's like the Avengers right there.
Yeah. I do like that apparently J.J. Field is playing Union Jack in this movie.
Really?
They got Union Jack in it?
Yeah.
Wait.
I want him to have his own movie.
That'd be hot, man.
And maybe a Captain Britain movie also.
Ooh.
I want Union Jack more than Captain Britain. Captain Britain.
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
There's Roma and portals and multiple Captain Britons and headache.
Here's a cameo I want. You throw in Namor.
They ain't going to do that. You know how bad I want that to see Namor picking him up as a big block of ice and smacking Eskimos? Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that.
Uh-huh. Imperious Rex!
I don't know. That would be the final little clip, you know, them like pulling him out of the ice or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see the Hulk as the cameo.
Get the Rock to play Namor.
You know, you talk about that's badass.
Pass.
That is pass. Pass.
Know your pass. Role, Captain America.
Do you smell what Namor is cooking in this kitchen here?
Yes.
They're brownies.
Really? I thought it was fish, because you always smell like fish.
How can you cook underwater?
it's a long story. One that I'm not going to get into. Cowboys and Aliens, July 29th.
That does come out this year, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes,
it
does.
I forgot all about it.
Indiana Jones and James Bond, sold.
Yeah. Yeah, with the ISO from Tron Legacy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And John Favreau
as director. So Mr. Mm-hmm. Iron Man moving on, so he can do Magic Kingdom next after this instead of Iron Man 3.
Well, the way you guys diss Iron Man 2, maybe you shouldn't do Iron Man 3.
Hey, look, Shane Black is going to be directing Iron Man 3, and I have total faith in Shane Black, so I'm good with that.
Brent, what? you gonna see this in the theater?
What?
What, Cowboys and Aliens?
Aliens? Yeah. I'm not rushing out, no.
No?
All right. Maybe. We'll see what's good. There may be something else I'm doing that weekend.
All right.
A couple of days before it comes out, just look at my Twitter feed. We'll see if I see it.
I'm going to be at the movie theater like every other week this
summer. Are you watching these in the theater, or are you watching these on a shitty cam version?
I go to screenings. I go to screenings.
Yeah.
Press screenings.
He's lucky enough
cool
to
like that.
Yeah.
No, it's really easy to find. Like, they put them on sites. Mm-hmm. The press only needs you to take up two rows.
Yeah.
They got to fill the rest of the theater.
Yeah, well, I saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and so did everybody else who wanted to see
the movie. Yeah, so the world.
Yeah, in screeners, so there is that. Yeah, no, this movie looks like a lot of fun. I am very much looking forward to it, and if you're not, then you don't actually believe in fun. So.
Oh, it looks to be pretty good.
Yeah. Sorry, Chad, you don't believe in fun.
Yeah, I don't believe in fun. I don't know.
Believe in fun!
Clever I might hits. Go see it. It's just...
It is James Bond and Indiana Jones.
You just don't know if you're gonna see it or whether you're gonna rent it, right?
Yeah, it looks maybe more like a rental for me.
All right, that's fine. Well, I already know that like half of my usual like movie going crowd is looking forward to it, so it's like we're almost like required to go to it at this point, just to snark with other people and enjoy it. But well, I think we only have one more to really cover in this. Two more. What am I missing?
Planet of the Apes and Conan.
Oh yeah, those weren't either of the two that I was thinking about. Okay.
Really?
It's come out next year.
No, it comes out this year, August. No,
yeah, August. Planet of the Apes. I'm looking forward to. I don't know about Conan.
I thought Planet of the Apes got moved back to next year.
Mm, August.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Those are movies I don't plan to look out for.
Yeah. Okay. Planet of the Apes. I don't care.
Really? Oh,
I don't care.
No. I don't know. I might check it out. I really thought it came out next year. I'll pay attention and see if I go see it. You know. But.
Well, why? Okay. Explain to me why you're looking forward to it then.
Have you seen the trailer?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god! It's like it really reminds me of the original Planet of the Apes, where Caesar gets his intelligence and he teaches the other apes how to be smart and how to use tools. And I love those old ones.
Isn't it like a retelling of Battle?
I think it's both.
Yeah, it's both. I mean, it's sort of like. I mean, I'm glad they're kind of getting rid of the Tim Burton stuff, Planet of the Apes, because that was just...
Because it sucked. Because he had no respect for it.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
That was the only time his girlfriend was hot in a movie. Come on.
No, she was hot in Fight Club.
Now I'm going to talk to an ape. Hey, ape, I produce Entourage.
Can I kiss you? But you're so ugly. Oh,
say hi to your mother for me.
Oh, God.
That's right. Yeah, say hi to your mother for me. Yeah, that's my man right there. No, dude.
I really, it was that movie that just sucked all the life out of Planet of the Apes for me. So
it really was, because it looked like it was gonna be so good, and it's just like I spent $8 on this. Is when eight movies are like cheap. Like I spent $7.50 on this. Like, oh,
it's like
God, man, it was already 10 in New York. I remember that. Yeah. I saw that in theater. That was no fun.
Abe Lincoln with an ape face.
Abe Lincoln, huh?
Yeah, Ape Lincoln. I'm done.
He just put it. He just put it in there for no reason.
Yeah, he really did.
He did. Yeah, yeah. No reason whatsoever.
Like, why don't you like Tim Burton? Because he fucking sucked after Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, oh God.
Well, yeah. Well, he can't make a movie without either Johnny Depp or his girl.
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah, Helena Bonham Carter. That's it.
That's his baby mama.
Yeah.
Let's get it right. That's his baby mama.
I know, I know. And she was good in The King's Speech. I still don't think it deserved it.
No, she's... What, that film?
Yeah.
It didn't deserve Best Picture. It deserved a nomination.
I agree.
But
I agree.
It was a good film.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like her. She's fine.
She's good.
She's always good. Yeah. She's a crazy good lady. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
She's that crazy lady.
Well, she's always that crazy lady.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she's not always crazy. Some movies, she's not crazy at all.
Yeah, well, she wasn't really crazy in King's Speech.
Oh, okay. Well, the one.
She wasn't crazy in Terminator Salvation.
Really? Really? She wasn't crazy, huh?
She was an evil machine at the end.
Yeah, that's the end. And that's the machine using her face. You can't blame her for what the machine does. It's the machines.
Meanwhile, the Terminator is going and having illegitimate babies all over the place. But that's another story for another day.
Oh, God.
Well, all right. So, you know what? Brandon, you go see it and tell me if it's good. And then I'll watch it on my 42-incher in Blu-ray. Okay. All right. That's what I'll do.
Dude, it has John Lithgow in it. John Lithgow's in this movie.
Yeah, it's John Lithgow in it. Wow. All right.
Damn, it might got to get seen.
I'll just rewatch his episodes of How I Met Your Mother instead.
Ryan Cox is in it too. Oh shit.
I'll go rewatch something he did. Conan the Barbarian, otherwise known as the continuation of Stargate Atlantis with Jason Momoa.
Yes, thank you. thank you.
Or, he's also in Game of Thrones, which is like, I mean, come on, Jason Momoa, can you do anything else with your life?
I'm angry and I act.
See the horse lord in Game of Thrones?
I've only seen the first episode so far.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to catch up, though, because now that almost every single show we watch is off the air for the summer. We're gonna catch up on TV like mad now.
I've seen the first three so far. I haven't watched four or five yet, but they're really good.
Good. I'm glad.
Are you watching Camelot?
No, I'm not.
That's supposed to be on Netflix in 90 days after it releases, which I think is like July.
Okay. All right.
Fucking bullshit. Showtime.
Yeah.
Stupid ass motherfuckers.
Well, wait. You mean Stars?
Whatever, yeah.
Stars. Yeah, no, because I'm pissed with Stars because I thought I was going to be able to watch Torchwood like the day after it airs, but I'm going to have to freaking download it like I do.
They were doing that with Spartacus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Gods of the Arena that was coming out and stuff.
Torchwood is going to be on Netflix?
Yep.
Not for 90 days.
Yeah.
If it is on there at all.
Yeah. I mean, they probably will put it up there but because they do have that deal with Netflix, but it's not going to be up for at least 90 days, they decided.
And don't they have a deal with BBC too?
They do, but not for immediate streaming, because like series five of Doctor Who literally just went up streaming like this last week.
That's why I live on demand for Comcast. Oh, I'm sorry, Xfinity. Bam, next day.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
Still Comcast.
Yeah, that's great. You go ahead and suck Comcast teat. You go right ahead.
Hey, the reason I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah. Well, lucky you two.
I got an app, baby. I got an app.
There's an app for that. There's always an app for that. Hey, what? I enjoy my cable vision. We have some decent on-demand stuff here. But, all right. Jason Momoa is Conan. And then, like, nobody else is in this except for Rose McGowan and Ron Perlman.
Hold up, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to see the cartoons coming out this summer?
What's coming out?
What?
Cars 2?
Oh, forget that.
Oh, fuck no.
God, no.
You guys are tripping.
Cars 1 was stupid. I don't give a shit about
awesome.
Cars 2.
Oh, man.
That's the weakest of their whole film slate, Cars 1.
I agree.
No, actually,
Julian,
I
love you. Bugs. I love you, man. But
Bugs is the biggest one.
You're outnumbered.
I think you're bogus.
I like Cars.
This whole thing is bogus.
Bugs Life is, like, really boring. Like,
Bugs Life is the second worst for me.
A Bug's Life is not.
Yeah.
Right. And they know it. That's why it doesn't get a sequel.
Well, all right, fine. Let's finish Conan, and then we could talk about that, and we'll talk about Harry Potter real quick, and then we'll be done with this topic. But please, Brandon, regale us with your regale us or whatever with your amazing love for Conan, apparently.
Well, it stems from the Arnold Schwarzenegger Conan, but this is, it looks like just all action, and that's what I want. It's all action. It's all I want.
Yeah. No.
On a separate note, I'm reading the Bleeding Cool thing you're talking about, mm-hmm. and looking at the solicits. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. Everything is concluding.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost everything is in a final arc in July.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe. But yeah, no, Conan, look, it's another one of those ones that I'm definitely going to watch not in the theater, okay? Because I'm not going to pay money to watch a bunch of action with no plot. I will gladly rent it.
Transformers, all action, no plot. No one cared.
Yeah, and I...
It was a plot. Autobots had to defeat the Decepticons.
Okay, all right, MJ, yeah, sorry. A little bit of plot right there. That's all you need for... It's a summer movie. Yeah. Like, if this was, like, October, December, I would say I need a plot because I need to be something drawn in. This is summer. I want something that I can just go in with my friends, eat a bunch of popcorn with, laugh my butt off, go, hell yeah, when a bunch of action goes on. I don't care about that. I want some air conditioning. I want some action. That's all I want.
Actually, you know what? I can't say anything. I saw Dragon Ball Z in the theater.
Oh, you suck. Oh.
You suck.
Well, yeah, I did see it for the shits and giggles. I didn't see it because I was expecting it to be good. But.
Nah, man. I don't want to hear you. Never, there's nothing that I talk about right
Seriously.
Now. You know what? You know, imagine what you say causes is like a million trillion times better than that movie.
Well, duh. Oh,
and I watched it.
We ain't
I clearly didn't pay
not.
For it.
We ain't saying it's not. I still don't like Cars.
Whatever.
Is there any other animated movies coming out?
Any other
Kung Fu Panda 2?
Yeah. Still haven't seen it. So like, I can't.
I might go see that. I was pleasantly surprised with the first one.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I really like the first one. It has to be good.
Oh. Ian has no childhood, that's all.
What? You shitting me?
Then Dragon Ball Z should have rocked.
And I've seen like every other animated movie, so please don't even bother, Brandon. Come on. It's the one I haven't seen.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'll probably wind up watching them both like in rapid succession eventually. But what else is that animated coming out? That's it, right?
That's really about it.
Yeah, it's a pretty weak summer for animated.
Those be it. That's the two. Nothing can fight those two. Everybody else need to fall back.
And I'm sure Cars 2 will have a really good last scene, just like the last scene to Cars was the only part that was worth it. The end credits with all the other movies.
Yeah.
I love Doc Hollywood as a car.
God.
No, you know what doesn't make any sense? Okay? You're going into the airport and you take off your tires. Okay?
Sorry, this is funny to me.
You have to go through security. Come on.
Yes.
That's follow through on the concept. It was like, yo. It's stupid, but hey, people got to take off their shoes. Or does that take off their tires?
Wait, have you seen any of the car shorts, though, like on Disney?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. They're so hilarious, though. And I didn't like Cars when I saw it in theaters because my nephew's, he's now five this year.
Like five times. I love that.
And he's in love with Cars. So we had to take him to see it in theaters. Mm-hmm. But... I mean, now I've seen the shorts. I'm like, oh, I can actually get a lot of the jokes now.
Yeah.
Mater is a super spy, people.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I don't like about that. If it's like a long version of a tall tale like that Mater tells, I'll be happy with that. But if it's actually like story that's like, you know, Mater was a spy back in the 60s, I'm like, eh.
It's Michael Caine. It's Michael Caine in it.
Never.
Michael
Caine.
That's Finn McMissile, really?
Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
And at the end of the movie, he's gonna burn a letter from
Sally.
And it'll be great.
He's not even a hero. It's not even about him. Never. It's all about Mater.
Never.
It's all about Mater. It's gonna be awesome.
He's gonna clean up after his stuff, and then he's gonna go home and be Sir Michael Caine again.
What's all about Alfie? What's all about?
God,
it's gonna be awesome.
Look, I'm happy that Cars 2 makes a lot of money for Disney Pixar. I'm thrilled.
Disney Pixar Marvel.
Charmarvel. Thank you.
The movie doesn't make that much money. The toys do, though.
Yes.
Oh, God.
No, you're totally right. You're totally right. It's gangbusters because it's freaking talking cars, and kids love talking cars.
No, I'm going to get my Marvel event, that's cars. It's going to be Thor as a car, and Captain America as a car.
Too late. Too late. It's too late.
Oh, God.
There already are cars like that.
Oh no!
And they're called the Autobots. And Optimus Prime is America.
No, there are Marvel Transformers. Marvel Transformers.
Oh God! And who are they gonna get to write the comic book tie-in for that?
I don't know. Well, there was a Avengers Transformers crossover. Remember that?
I remember that, Drech. Yes.
Oh God, that was horrible.
That was pretty awful. And I
Tyler Kirkham before he was good.
What was that?
That was Tyler Kirkham before he was good.
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
Now he's off the hook.
Harry Potter.
All right. And last but not least, Harry Potter.
It looks awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never read any of the books.
Neither have I.
So, last movie I saw was Half of Five.
Yo, Six was off the chain. Hans Gruber is a beast in that joint.
Yes. Yes.
Hans Gruber.
Two words. Neville Longbottom.
Enough said.
Neville Longbottom was a pimp.
Oh, yeah.
He is the man, all right?
Oh, yeah. No.
I wish they would make a book about him and Ron Weasley.
Yeah, the side adventures.
Just them. They should be like badass spies or some Ooh. Shit.
No, even better. They'll find a phone booth, and they'll go in it, and it'll take them back in time. And they'll wind up meeting, like, Lincoln and shit.
No. It would be better because since they'll be British, it'll be like Doctor Who, but they're magical.
Yes.
It'll be a magical time traveling box, and it will go to past magical figures. Like, they will be like, oh, snap, we're meeting Merlin. Look at our magic robot dog named Magic Nine.
Ron and those bodacious adventures in time.
Actually, I was going to call the robot dog Labrador.
There you go. Okay, that's better.
Labrador.
We just made a whole new freaking fanfic. Bill and Ted plus Harry Potter plus Doctor Who. That'd be awesome.
I know we got fans out there. Someone write this shit.
You need a companion.
Oh. Yeah, we need a companion.
Yes.
It's like Bill and Ted. Every time they go to a historical figure, historical magician, that's the new companion.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Hey, we have to stop Morgan Le Fay from messing everything up in Camelot. Oh, she's trying. And Longbottom's like, oh, she's kind of hot. I wonder if she will have biscuits and tea with her, with me. Let's go.
Watch out. It's Guy Fawkes. Watch it for Guy Fawkes.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. This is nothing like the comic.
No. There's only one companion. Luna Lovegood.
Yes.
Oh.
God dang. This is awesome.
Sold.
Oh, really? Luna Lovegood?
Yes.
Oh.
Come on. She made her own earrings for the audition.
True.
There's not much that can be said about this movie because you know it's going to make like $800 trillion and be the best-selling movie of the summer and possibly the year and possibly the next 10.
It's the Twilight. It's Twilight for nerds is what it is.
Yeah. No, you, please change
like
that statement.
For chicks.
Yeah.
It's not an insult. It's a compliment, I believe, because. It's mostly based off the fan base. The fan base is so rabid,
yeah,
and they are adamant about what they like.
You're going to have to change that statement, though, because Twilight people go to Comic-Con. That makes them nerds. You need to change your statement.
Yeah, like Harry Potter was first.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fine. It's the Harry Potter for nerds, top of that.
Thank you. I'll take it.
I don't know. It just looks hot. I just want to see the movie. I want to see what's going to happen. And I'm going to see Hans Gruber with a black hair wig.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Any other real quick comments on the summer movies before we get off this topic? Anybody?
Fast Five right now is the king of awesomeness.
Okay.
And it makes the most money so far right now.
Okay.
That was the official start.
Yeah. It certainly has the Rock in a really bad beard. I'll give it that.
No, you leave his goatee alone. Dwayne Johnson can grow his facial hair whenever he likes to.
That small town
smash Smith's freaking walls. That's the best superhero fight I've seen in years was in that movie.
All right. Brent, final comments?
I think Green Lantern is going to be awesome, and you guys are all stupid.
Hey!
I hope you prove me wrong, man. I hope you prove me wrong.
I hope it is good.
Yeah.
I've seen too many movies lately. I've hung out with too many film critics. It don't look good. It don't look good. We'll see. I'm sorry.
We'll see. Again, prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. And then maybe DC will actually make a franchise out of this and make their own Justice League movie. That'd be nice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Because they can always start that 7 times before they don't wind up doing it.
With a new Batman and a new Superman, that movie's going to fail.
Oh, God, that's a stupid idea.
That's the thing Marvel is doing right.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's produced by Chris Nolan. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
But he's not directing it or writing
Superman,
it or
but
anything else.
Not Justice League.
No, Justice League also being produced by Nolan.
Has that been confirmed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think. I'll go back and check Screen Rant again.
Nothing's confirmed about Justice League even happening, dude. It's been in the pipe dreams for so long.
They need to reboot Batman first.
Yeah. I want to see the pics of the costumes they had for the one that almost got off the ground with Armie Hammer and the guy from the OC.
Oh, God. Really?
Damn, Armie Hammer was supposed to be in that?
He was supposed to be fucking Batman.
With Common as Green Lantern? Oh, great, yeah.
What's wrong with Common? What are you hating on Common for? What he do?
Common is cool.
Yeah.
Common is cool, but
you a Republican that thinks Common is a misogynistic black gangster rapper?
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Based off of a poem.
Yeah, I didn't bother to read
the whole thing of.
Yeah, my name is Sean Hannity. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Common is in common sense.
Your new name is Brandon Hannity.
Brandon Hannity. Oh, I will shoot
pretty
you next
name. That's like a wrestling name. That's pretty cool.
Brandon Hannity.
You have a cool special move. You smash people. Awesome.
With the Constitution?
Yeah.
The Constitution. No, that's the name of the move. The Constitution.
Yes. This show is a fountain for ideas today.
You have the right to bear arms. My arms.
You start off every shoot with 4 score and 7 years ago, I kicked your ass.
This is going to be a not-so-civil war.
Absolutely. Wow. Chad, why are you not writing material for the WWE? Really, you're missing your calling.
Really, you are.
All right, let's have a quick conversation on the whole 20-page $2.99 books and whether or not they've been successful so far and whether or not you're pissed off as I am about it. Because, it costs so much money to print those extra pages. That's why they've just been filling the back of the books with 7-page previews for books I don't want to read. That's a great job there, DC. Brilliant, brilliant. Brandon.
I'm not pissed off at all, actually.
You're not?
No.
Really?
Really, no.
Okay. Do you feel they've actually been doing a good job of 2 less story pages that we should have?
It's 2 less story pages. What's that? That's maybe 8 to 12 panels.
Breathe, Julian.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, Julian, you're Darth Vader and honest.
Oh, so.
That's all right. Well, so all right. So you think they've been pulling it off? Because there have been a couple of issues that I felt really just, like, ended. Like, really, really suddenly. Like, they definitely cut out something.
I haven't felt as much, no. No. I'm just happy that I can, you know, maybe afford another book now, you know, from DC.
But all the books I was reading already before this were $2.99 and were 22 pages.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not feeling the crunch at all. And I haven't really noticed anything lacking in my stories.
Last issue of Red Robin.
Haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it's not up to snuff for me, at least. Like, it was all over the place. And I do actually blame it on the 2 less story pages because it felt really rushed.
The only one I felt that was kind of all over the wall was the last issue of Batman Inc.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's more of a storytelling purpose, though.
Okay.
But that's the only one I felt that was kind of, you know, weird.
Okay.
That issue was awesome.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just thought it was kind of weird, the pacing, though. Like, it just seemed to jump around a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to have You-Know-Who back as You-Know-What.
Well, she's not back as...
Not that person, but yeah. She's back.
She has her outfit. Yes. She's kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah.
And I have an African Batman, and I have an Aboriginal Batman. I have a Franco-Muslim Batman. That, my friend, is why I refuse to believe that they're going to reboot the universe, because I now have a book with, like, mad different colored people as superheroes. If they reboot it, it's just going to be just a bunch of white dudes running around again.
And that makes me very sad. Why does the African Batman have the shittiest costume?
It's not shitty. I like that costume.
It's stupid.
Hot in Africa.
Come on.
It's hot in Africa. You can't wear like a full cowl.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And Black Panther runs around in a full body suit. All right, don't give me that.
Hey, he
was wrong with his costume.
I'm not.
He lives in Wakanda. Wakanda's air conditioned.
Yeah, and they have the cure for cancer too.
They do.
Oh, this is piss off Ian night, isn't it?
All I got to say, it looks better than the original Black Bat costume that was in that random issue of Batman 250.
All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. And the Franco Franco Muslim Batman, that would be Batman. That's how you're supposed to say his name.
He's Muslim, so he wouldn't talk like that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, maybe.
He'd be all different.
He'd be extreme.
You have to somehow mix like some type of like Muslim accent with like French accent and something.
Okay.
No, to work that together.
No click that takes language. Thinking. No click language. That's just racist.
But Aboriginal Batman, come on, people. Aboriginal Batman.
Good day, mate. I'm Batman, yo.
Aboriginal.
Oh, God.
Crikey.
Brent, give us your thoughts quickly.
About what? I think I did the whole episode.
No. About the 20-page 299ers.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I'm with Brendan. I'm not feeling the pinch. I think it's fine.
Yeah?
It keeps me at 299, A-okay with me.
I'm just still not convinced that they had to get rid of the two pages to keep it at 299. That's my main issue. You know, like, it feels like that they sacrificed an extra two pages so that they could put more previews, again, for books that I don't want to read in the back of the books.
Well,
but they have to pay for less work.
Yeah, two less pages.
Yeah, that's hundreds of dollars. Yeah. Per book.
I don't know.
And that's pencils, inks, colors, letters. It adds up.
Yeah.
I just want a DC book. I want a DC book, you know. Every month, I found a book that has pages out of sequence, and it's driving me crazy.
That is really? Kind of insane.
Jeez.
Yes, My Brightest Day, Generation Lost, number 23, pages out of sequence.
Wow. You're really? Like the I'm winner.
Yes, I guess so. Winner of a headache. Well, and I read, I think it was Supergirl 30 or 61. If it didn't have any missing pages, then somebody needs to be shot for their editing, because it was like hopping all over the place. And I guess they brought like Blue Beetle in, and he never even appears until they're like going undercover.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah. There was a book. What book was reading? There was a book that was credited to Scott Collins, and he wasn't even the artist in the book.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, like well, on the cover page, it says name of writer, and then Scott Collins. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Look, I'm like, that's not Scott Collins' artwork. It's kind of like clean. I think it may have been JSA.
He was there in spirit.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so I guess it's just me that's annoyed. Oh, well.
I'm annoyed that Marvel does it, and they kind of lie to everybody about it.
Well, yeah, no, that really pisses me off.
Well, DC did press releases. They had a poster. You know, they kind of braced everybody who buys their comics like, yo, this is what we're doing, so we don't have to pay $4 a comic. Mm-hmm. This is our thing. They got a little sticker. They's like, yo, this is what we're doing. All right. You knew going in you was going to pay $2.99. You can get 20 pages of story. Yeah. Marvel came out talking trash, talking smack, doing his dirt. And then let's say about, what, 3 or 4 months down the line, they don't say anything. They'll just put books out. Oh, that joke got 20 pages. There you go. No sticker, no warning. They just got you for your paper.
Yep.
Just saying, that's dirty. DC came correct. Marvel, do shit dirty.
Well, yeah, I'll bet that with Marvel. I think I was reading Heroes for Hire, that one felt like it was like missing some story there. Because it just ended. It just went to like a completely different direction than what was going on before. And then it just stopped. I'm like...
That could have also been editorial.
Oh, I don't know. It just seemed out of whack for that book.
Yeah, well. All right. I think that's pretty much all we can say about anything on this episode here, unless there are any final thoughts from any of the peanut galleries. Anybody?
Buy comics from DCBS. There you go.
DCBService.com. CT8. 8% off on the first order.
Buy Fracture.
Yes, buy Fracture. Do it right now. If not, then you're off the list. MAY110783 is the order code to order Fracture. 45% off on DCBService.com. Check it out. And if you want to hear everything else, rewind the episode. Chad, you're not on anything anymore, but thanks for being on the show.
No. Not a problem.
All right. And Brandon, you don't do podcasts
actually,
anymore.
No, I started a new blog, though.
Okay. Oh, good. Awesome. Pip it.
New blog, geeksetra.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, just put up my first post yesterday. This one I can actually control, so I can try to be more timely.
Awesome.
I'm looking at hopefully be either weekly or biweekly.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, you know, anything geek related, TV, movies, video games, comics. In fact, my first post, I just did a review on the first 13 episodes of the Avengers cartoon.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. All right. That works. And the Avengers cartoon did get slightly better as it went on, although I'm still not a huge fan of it.
Oh, wait. Just keep watching. It gets so much better.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I got to the end. It did get better as it went along, like I just said. It's still not my favorite thing ever, but it, you know, whatever.
I just can't stand the theme song. That's my only gripe. The theme song.
God. Oh, that's bad.
The Avengers theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, but it's you know what? It's a pretty damn good first shot.
Mm-hmm. Dude, remember, it's better than the last Avengers cartoon we had.
Well, let's not talk about it. There is no old Avengers cartoon.
No, there isn't. There's never been an Avengers cartoon before this.
But they still have to catch up to the production values and level of Warner's animation and what they do for the DC shows.
Yep, which takes a while.
Because the last six episodes, the last three, I was noticing things like, yeah, you guys were pushing it. In comparison to when you watch Young Justice, and the production values of that show was kind of like, they're spending some money.
Well,
it's
I think
crazy.
DC actually has the experience to do it. That's why they've been doing it since the 90s.
Well, yeah, I'm not even counting. It's not really DC. I'm not even giving DC credit for that. That's just
that's
all Warner's animation.
I mean, it's all Warner. Yeah. But with Marvel, they were mostly with Fox, and then they left Fox for other studios. And I think they have to get time to get under their belt a little bit more.
Yeah, it was it's a good one.
I mean, if you look at Wolverine and the X-Men, that was actually a lot better production value than a lot of the other cartoons which came out at the time.
Right.
And I think Avengers is trying to follow that model, but they have to work a few more kinks before they can get to it.
Yeah, it was a good show, though. Yeah. It's a good show.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's just, you know, still needs some work like everything else. What else is new? I'm a jaded old man, I guess.
You are a jaded old man.
Yeah. Hey, Brent, are you jaded?
Not yet.
Awesome. Okay.
But, yeah, that's why.
All you're doing is comic timing these days, and we shouldn't expect anything else.
Gee, thanks.
Well, it's true.
How about a PK's Bullets?
I'm married now. What do you want from me?
More cowbell.
Jesus.
I want more cowbell.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. I'm good. I'm good. You never have to do another PK's Bullets again. You gave me more cowbell.
He got a fever. A fever for more cowbell.
But nonetheless, thank you for joining me, co-host.
You're welcome. Okay. You're going to father a child with a assistant now, Arnie?
Yeah, that is my next order of business. But first, I will have Julian Lytle plug his show, as he is the only other person on this call who has a show.
Yes. Ignorant Bliss. You can get it at ignorant-bliss.com, or you can just search Ignorant Bliss on iTunes. And I have a show, and I put it up whenever I have like the time to record it and edit it and then upload it.
Sounds familiar.
I'm on like episode 7. I'm working on episode 8.
Nice.
Yeah. I cover a whole bunch of stuff. Read my webcomic, ants.julianlytle.com. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you can find me on the internet.
Yeah.
I talk about stuff.
And listen, like listen to him talk Power Rangers on the Super Show recording.
Ooh. Ooh, it's just three black guys just talking about Power Rangers for like 30 minutes.
Could have been four. Could have been four.
Yeah. Yeah, could have been four, but you just had the pussy out.
Bite me.
I was talking about that Power Rangers.
No, wait, no, but no, Julian and I did talk Power Rangers during Super Show for a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
And why do you always want men to bite you?
I know you're not talking to me.
No.
We're done. The email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check us out on our new website, comictiming.net. It's the same old website with a new URL, so it's not really that new. Make sure to check us out at thecomicspodcast.com, Comics Podcast Network. We are proud members of that. The Deliberate Noise, Comic Book Noise Network over at comicbooknoise.com/league. And, of course, reviews on iTunes would be graciously appreciated. And check out the last couple of episodes we have on the feed if you have not. That's the Podcasting Quorum. And by the time this episode is out, we'll also have the From the Room recording at CGS and possibly even the interviews as well, depending on when I can get those edited out there. But we'll definitely have the in the room recording done by then. But thanks for everybody for joining us here on the show. And you know you're welcome back whenever you feel like showing up. And as always, there's always time for comics. No, I don't even understand why. I just think you're wrong. That's all. No, I understand. I mean, he can grate on me sometimes too. But I mostly like the Lonely Island stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I mean, there's even a few songs on that first album that I just need to skip whenever they're on my iPod because it just. Yeah.
Let me take a guess. Not Jizz My Pants, because that's just classic
no,
right there.
No, it's none of the ones that they actually did, you know, like, sketches for. It's,
I'm on Shrooms, that's one I skip usually.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
We Like Sports, I usually skip past also.
Yeah. The one that he did with Jack Black.
Oh, Sax Man, I pass.
Yeah, I'm not that keen on that one. And, actually the first track, too.
Is it real whack?
Yeah, super whack.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah. Not my cuppa.
Your cup of Uzu?
Yes, indeed.
Well, but I know you love Space Olympics, I know.
Yes, indeed. Oh, looks like we got the man, the myth, the legend joining us on this one.
John Mayo?
Oh...
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yo, man.
Hey.
What's Craig lacking?
Not much. We're waiting on Brent to restart his goddamn computer.
I had to wash some dishes, eat some food, watch that Glee,
Nice.
And boy and shit.
Thus my ears deceive me?
What?
Oh.
What?
What? I watch Glee.
Yeah, I watch Glee too. I haven't seen the tonight's episode though.
It was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire.
Thanks, Julian.
that's why I bring Julian on and not Daryl, because if I were to say the words Glee to Daryl, he'd just be like, "Fuck it, I hate everything."
Oh, Glee! What is this crap? Oh.
I don't even know how you can hate Glee. You know what I'm saying? They sing. You know what's wrong with singing? You know it makes life better.
It brings back bad memories of when I was in the show choir in junior high school, though.
Oh, you were one of those kids, huh?
For only 2 years.
Mm.
That's 2 years longer than I was.
Don't worry, I feel your pain. I was in band.
Oh, I was in band, too.
did you ever go to band camp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sookie sookie now.
Hold on. That movie is wrong, because at the end of the day at band camp, you are too tired to even move.
Marching for 8 hours in the hot summer sun. Oh, no, thank you.
Damn.
Well, I don't know that about that.
We would go to this one place, and Canadian geese would fly over the practice field, and you weren't allowed to move.
Nice.
So they would, you know, carpet bomb and.
Of course, of course.
Stepping in their shit.
Fun romp for everyone.
Yes.
So we're talking about movies, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're talking movies, and we're talking 20-page, $2.99 comics.
Oh, see, I only buy one comic book, so I don't even.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You can still say whether or not you love it or hate it. That's all. Less pages. That's bullshit.
I only hate it when one company says that's some bullshit, but that the other company does it, and the other company, you know, kind of puts out a good little push, and they drop prices, and they try to say, we helping you out. You know, put the olive branch out, and the other company shits on that company, and then they do it on the slide without telling anybody.
Of course, of course.
Cough, Marvel, cough, cough, cough.
Brent, you there? It says he's here.
Yeah, I saw his little name pop up. Like,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Who is that?
It is the casino from the great beyond.
The great and powerful casino.
The mighty wizard of Brent. What's up, man?
Nothing.
Wow. Wow. I'm glad to see that your life is just that exciting.
Really? Have you seen his Facebook? Have you seen his Facebook post? It's nothing but little hearts and smiling faces. This is all it is.
I was going to withhold my comments, but no. It's all good. It's all good.
We love you, Brent.
All I've been talking about is the pain that is Smallville.
I saw that.
I watched that last night.
Ah, it's fucking terrible.
That shit was good.
I smiled when he took the shirt off and he did the shirt rip at the very end.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It was a total cock tease with little mini CGI Superman. And nothing of Clark but a close-up headshot with the cape pulling in the background. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They ain't got that much money, man. What y'all thinking? CW get money?
Wait. Too much money to have them stand there in a suit?
Well, apparently, that's not money.
They had it the entire season in ice.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Well, wait. I did some digging, apparently, though. But apparently, it's actually stems from the Schuster lawsuit, though. That's why they couldn't show him in the costume.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. No,
because he still has cartoons and stuff, so I don't think.
Yeah. Nice try, Brandon. That ain't happening.
No, I'm actually being dead serious.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that if DC actually had the balls, they would have.
You know? I just think they ran out of money.
Yeah, I agree.
They probably had to get Rosenbaum back. You know, he probably had to get a little nice little check. You know.
$8 million.
Oh, and
shave his head.
You are going to forget everything that happened.
They have to make it make sense, man. Lex Luthor ain't supposed to know who Superman is.
Okay,
you gotta use the Silver Age logic.
Was Michael Rosenbaum worth all that cash or money? What has he done since?
He's on that show that
Breaking
just got
In, but just got canceled.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. Fox canceled anything.
Did you see what Fox just canceled though? They canceled like four shows.
All the shows.
Yeah. Why they canceled Lie to Me, which I'm still pissed about.
They canceled Chicago Code, which makes me angry also.
And never
they didn't even give shows weeks. They didn't even give shows a couple of weeks. They would say, oh yeah. Fuck.
Well, like that one.
Come on, they have to do Temptation Island 3.
Oh god.
What was the one from last year that literally lasted two episodes in fall that they canceled almost immediately?
Lone Star,
which got critical reviews like all over the place, and no one got a chance to see it because by the time everybody read the critical reviews,
it was gone.
It was canceled.
It was done. That's it.
It wasn't even on Hulu.
Nope. At least you could still watch Journeyman on Hulu.
Hell, you can watch My Generation with ABC. They gave that show 3 weeks. They put up all the episodes. Shit, you never even came on air. It was like, fuck it.
That wasn't Fox. That was ABC.
Yeah, that was
saying, ABC.
Yeah.
So that was decent.
That was decent. I like that.
Wait, what was Tay Diggs' last show before Private
Daybreak.
Practice?
Daybreak.
Yeah, yes. That lasted like what?
A season. They gave that bitch a whole season.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. What are you bitching about?
Mm-hmm. No, that was the shit. We got to air something while Lost isn't on the air show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What episode number is this?
Looking it up.
120. Then I guess I'm putting out 121.
One.
Yeah. We'll make it 122 because the in the room recording is going to be 121. All right.
When's that coming out?
End of week. End of week, because I initially said the end of this week, but I do have to actually listen to that all the way through before it goes out, because I got to find every instance of when Sean Pryor says a certain word that he doesn't like saying and get them out.
Oh, yeah. You can let mine stay in. I don't care.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
No, I really don't.
Do you go all gangster and say the N-word a bunch of times?
Yeah, pretty much.
Says it a couple times.
Yeah. What panel is this?
This isn't the pad. This is the in the room recording. It's Super Show.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was the alcohol one. Talking.
Yeah, no, seriously, Brent, you got to listen to this just because it goes off on so many tangents. Like, half the episode is Power Rangers.
Well, I still have to listen to Podcasting Quorum.
Yeah, but that's less important. That really was.
I was there
for that. Talk about Tommy Oliver. It's all about Tommy Oliver.
It actually sounds better recorded than it did, and it was in person, Brent.
Really?
Yeah.
What the episode does?
Yeah.
Damn. Because that was crazy.
That's nuts, man. It's nuts. Well, I gotta listen to it because my wire kept spiking. So there's a couple of times I gotta knock that out of it. Yeah.
I kept waiting for them to release the quick draw on podcast.
He's drawing a picture of a horse.
You mean the panel that sucks away all sales from whoever's out on the floor?
Yeah.
I heard about that. I was gone by the time it happened. I heard it was just dead on the floor.
No, it was it because literally everybody was in the room except for Raph. That's it. Raph chose that to be his socializing time, and everybody else was in the room watching everybody draw.
That poor naive fool.
All right, let's do this. I'll give you the intro and everything, Brent, since you're brave enough to edit this episode.
Yes.
All right. Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're out.
What is a quorum?
A quorum is a discussion. It is a...
Wouldn't it be a forum, then?
Yes, but a quorum is a very upscale way of saying it that, for some reason, Rios went with. I ain't the one who named it. I just maintained it. That's all.
Okay.
He was the host.
Yep.
He was the host.
The hostess with the mostess. All right, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here. This was fun.
Thanks for having me on again.
Right on. You know you're welcome whenever you feel like it.
Glad to be here always.
Yep. Brent.
Oh, I'm going to be at Wizard World this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
I'm trying to holler at you. I'll be in New York for a couple days.
Yeah. Give me a shoot. I might not be at Wizard World, but I'll be around.
Yeah, you should be in. Oh, my God. The new Thundercast toys look so fucking on point.
Oh.
Wait, have you seen the new Voltron toys yet?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, look. Each model... Lion comes with their own pilot, and they're like 8 inches for each lion, and builds to be like a 24-inch Voltron.
Yeah, they had one of those back in the day too.
Damn,
it's gonna be epic. But the Thundercat toys and the Thundercat cartoon looks awesome.
It does look really sweet. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely be talking about that in anime next. All right, Brent, I'll shoot it to you tomorrow when I upload it. All right.
Okay.
Word. All right, guys, you have a good night, and I shall talk to you later.
Deuces, guys.
All right, night.
Good night.